It's like a vaudeville show on acid.
Opie Anthony.
I guarantee I'm not in the picture.
And welcome to the Opie and Anthony Show!
Isn't this something? Live, Bourbon Street, New Orleans,
New
Mardi Gras.
I don't even know where to begin, Anthony.
I know. What a blast. I gotta say, thank God for Absolut Vodka and Bloody Mary Mix.
They just realized it's us, Anthony. We're up on this balcony overlooking Bourbon Street at a strip club called Temptation. The girl's already showing us her boobs down below. Give her some of our beads, Anthony. There you go. There's another one. All right.
Oh, I got to throw the beads out now, yeah. Beautiful, beautiful woman.
Dude, I didn't think anyone knew we were here. We started talking, and hundreds upon hundreds of people are just crowding in front of the balcony. Three or four really hot blondes have already showed their cans, and
yeah. Oh my God, what's up? What's up? Who is the beautiful young lady that just showed her cans?
She grabbed the beads and she ran.
Did she?
She ran.
Any other girls want to? Jesus, I love it. Thank you, thank you. You can always tell the guys at the Yankee caps. Yeah. Got to be fans of the show.
Yeah, we were setting up our broadcast on Bourbon Street, and they're still allowing traffic to drive by on Bourbon Street.
Yeah.
This, what was it, like a white SUV it looked like.
Yeah, it was a little minivan, and it had Wow's painted all over it. Guys from Jersey, and they were waving up to us, but you know something? I don't even think they knew it was us.
They had no clue. It said, O&A fans, Wow, show us your keys. We're going to Mardi Gras.
What a crowd. Oh, my God. Look how quickly this crowd.
You know, we've been on the air for 3 minutes, Anthony, and we're already the most popular spot on Earth.
Yeah, look at this, man.
I have so many beads around my neck.
You look ridiculous.
You look ridiculous, right, Jim?
Yeah, you look like every Puerto Rican hooker I picked up.
You're throwing beads now, feeding the crowd. And again, thank you.
You notice all the guys staring up at us.
It's all guys.
Where are the chicks? It'll take some time. All right, it's absolutely...
It's pandemonium.
Insane. All right, so let's start from the beginning, huh? We left New York yesterday.
Whoa!
Wow, Jim Norton got hit in the head with, like, the heaviest beads I've ever seen.
And if you want to know what it looks like here...
Oh, watch out, it's coming!
There's 400 guys and 10 women, and the women outweigh the men. It's disgraceful down here.
Well, I guess later on at night, it might get a little better. Like the male to female ratio.
Let's see if she'll show
it. It is truly a sausage fest right now. That's what I'm seeing.
I'm starting to learn a lot of things about Mardi Gras. First of all, we all have a real lot of beads and we're not sharing with anyone. So what they have decided to do is throw their beads at us and attack us.
Yeah, yeah.
Because we're not giving up our beads fast enough.
Hey, give it to the lady there. There you go.
All right. So, Ann, let's... Let's start from the beginning. We're going to have to, like, blow off the crowd for a little while because they're just screaming. I don't know what they're saying.
I know. We'll see.
Yeah, so we're on Bourbon Street at this strip club called Temptations.
Yeah.
We walk in the joint. They have one stripper dancing downstairs in the dark.
Is that all that's happening right now?
Yeah. Huh? We're trying to do a broadcast, and we don't give them the attention, and they start
they get
screaming
mad at us.
I'm trying to throw bees to a 90-year-old woman right now. Whoa, what was that?
A can.
All right.
They're throwing beer cans.
Oh, God, I was hoping she'd get knocked over and paralyzed.
Jim is throwing bees at a 65-year-old lady. That lady fell down because she couldn't touch her
bees. Keep throwing bees at her. Maybe her hip will shatter.
Wow.
Oh, there she is, the old lady. Okay, now watch. So let's see if somebody knocks her over. Knock her over. Yeah, knock her over.
I'm going for the fat one.
There's one, there's one very hot African princess dancing downstairs in the dark.
That's it.
That's it, with like two guys checking her out. Right, Jim?
All I know is when we were here last night, we decided to get in. We went to the hotel, checked in, and then we went out. And we came here. Norton got a lap dance. And I can't believe
the conversations you carry on with the dancers. Like, hey, how did you get started in the biz? Like, he's doing interviews, and she's grinding on his junk.
Well, what do you got to ask her? Which uncle is responsible for this profession?
You know something? I don't really like the lap dances.
No.
I didn't get one because I don't like the idea of sitting there and not moving. You can't touch. You can't grab. I'm not into that.
Well, last night in, Norton was getting the lap dance. One girl, you saw her, she was working me like crazy.
Yeah.
That's another thing. You had this conversation going. She never took her clothes off. There was no contact at all. But you're sitting there talking to her like you're your old high school pal.
It wasn't my choice. She was trying to work me for the what's called the $200 VIP dance. Let me explain this.
$200.
So I'm sitting there and enjoying the festivities with the guys.
Of course.
And she starts small talking with me. I'm like, oh wow, she likes me as a person, man. She likes me as a person.
Of course.
And I'm talking
so
more and more.
Now.
And I'm like, so what's the story in this club? And she goes, well, the lap dances are $20, or you could go back in the VIP room, and for a half hour, it'll cost you $200.
$200.
So, now, what do you get for $200?
Yeah, so, being from New York, I go, what do you get for $200? This place is absolutely insane. And she goes, a really good dance.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
what is that? Yankee Cranky?
No.
Do you get a Hummer?
No, just a really good dance.
Ain't no such thing for $200.
So she's just talking my ear off. I'm finding out her whole life story. She's from Alabama. She lives in a motor home. She travels around America. I know it all. Her cat knocked over her fish tank in the motorhome.
I hate talking to strippers.
And I hate it. I had no choice, as you know, right? I'm sitting there. I'm hearing her whole life story.
Yeah.
Then I start thinking in my head, you know, maybe I should just give her the $200 so she'll go away.
So she'll shut up.
Now, no guy's showing his mule. There you go. His beach for you, sir.
Oh, God. Show your mule. Disgusting mess. There you go. Hey, girl with the cowboy hat.
Jesus Christ.
Obi, you know what I'm thinking?
Huh?
I'm thinking we're going to have to go inside for a little while if we even want to do a break. Because I want to talk about the plane ride here, which was a lot of fun. You guys, in your first class, we had fun harassing everyone in coach.
And why don't we turn around and go inside for a minute?
You want to do that?
Yeah, because we got to get some type of entertaining broadcast on the air today. Guys are starting to show their mules.
Jesus Christ.
We've been on the air for 7 minutes, and I see more boobs than like 3 years of being back in New York.
Why are they telling a girl to show her armpits?
Why show their pits?
Why?
Or ticks? Is it, are they talking about a blood-sucking little insect? They want you to show their ticks.
It must be a local custom down here.
Yeah, something like that.
Show your pits. So, why don't we talk about the plane ride and all that?
All right, let's go inside here a little bit.
Just for a little bit. We'll go back on
the
balcony in a bit.
Oh, that's much better.
Man,
Stinky, where's my hurricane?
All right, so we left the station. Hey, why don't we turn down the crowd noise for just a minute?
We got a cluster F.
Nice and quiet.
Wow.
My headache's going to go
unbelievable.
Away
unbelievable.
Yeah, we got a mic just for the crowd noise, Anthony. So, we left the show around 5 o'clock yesterday because
we got an 8:10 flight.
A flight out of Newark.
And for some reason, Norton decided you were his date. And he was gonna bump you up to first class with all of his continental points that he has.
Trust me, it's nothing special because everyone in first class was convinced that we're a gay couple because this guy loves to make you feel uncomfortable.
Oh, well, on the plane, he'll be saying things like, sweetie pie, do you want some champagne?
Yeah, nice, that is.
Pumpkin puff.
And then I have to go to the stewardess. Look, man, this is just what he does.
It is.
After a while, they don't believe you, you know?
Of course not. And, well, they shouldn't.
So I made a deal with Jim.
The bees are stuck on his head.
Fuck,
you are a mess.
Norton's getting strangled by the Mardi Gras
below the Mason-Dixon.
He's getting strangled. It looks like a big freaking snake around his neck.
Someone's got to help him pick the bees out of his schedule.
Normally, these are inserted and then yanked out quickly at the magic moment.
Your beads go all the way down to the floor. You're a
little mess.
You're a mess.
Awful.
Look, the beads, they hang nice on Ant and I, but when you put them on, they hit the floor and drag. So we're in first. Tom, I can't handle more beads.
You guys.
And trust me, we're going to do an hour of radio on you in a minute here.
Hey, you can, man.
All right, that's the guy that runs the station. That's another story in itself. Yeah. So I got to explain. Norton gave me first class because there was only one other seat available.
Yeah.
And everyone else is. Yeah, everyone
we were
else
all
is
companion flying.
Exactly.
We have companions.
So I got to tell you, and I'm hoping other people from the crew will join the club.
Right.
Because it was getting so embarrassing in first class that I made a deal with Jim. I go, dude, will you leave me alone with the gay crap? Everyone thinks we're gay. It's not funny anymore.
He loves letting people think you're a gay couple.
I'm uncomfortable. I don't like flying as it is, especially after 9/11. I'm really stressed out. Could you just stop?
Right.
So I made a deal. He's been wanting me to smell his belly button for, about a year and a half now?
A year and a half. What?
What he does, dude, he takes his index finger, right, and he gets a good one. A good one.
Just that you know that and you saw it, gay, right there.
No, it's not gay.
Guys
that hang out do stupid stuff.
Belly buttons.
Right. Well, you should hear about Rich
smells.
Rich Voss has a smell that comes from behind his ear. That's another story in itself.
Right. It somehow translates.
And I said
into
ear. Okay, listen. So Jim, you know, he gets a good one. He puts his index finger and digs and digs and digs.
Yeah.
He goes, you smell this, I'll leave you alone for the rest of the flight. I go, all right, what the hell?
You smelt it.
I smelt it. It is probably the worst smell I've ever smelled.
Was it
my life?
Dead animal?
I started dry heaving.
Yeah. What was it? Like a dead carcass.
He says it smells like grape jelly.
Oh, now I got beads. Hold on.
Tom, we're trying to do a broadcast for your radio station.
How about we wait?
You alcoholic?
I'll put it on after my headphones are off, because when you put them on over your headphones, all of a sudden, you're done.
All right. So I smelled the finger, and now I'm part of this.
Here, Rick, have a pearl necklace.
I guess I'm part of a special club, because I think only I and Rich Voss have ever smelled your finger.
Voss actually vomited out the window.
Some tranny hookers
had
their nose down.
Voss vomited. I was dry heaving on the plane last night.
That's disgusting.
So he finally left me alone.
Two men in first class smelling each other.
Yeah, just getting along, taking it out, rubbing it on the other guy's chin, laughing.
So we touched down. And we did the mellow route. We didn't do much in first class. And we're waiting for you guys to come off the plane.
We were in trouble.
The rest of the crew from the Opie and Anthony show stagger off the plane. The whole freaking plane you made friends with, obviously.
They hated us at first. And then I got to credit Norton with this. His gag that he pulls where people walk by and he goes, you dropped something, and then turns away completely and does not acknowledge them ever again. They'll be looking like, who said I dropped something? What did I drop? And you will not even make eye contact or anything.
I can't take credit for that gag, though. It is a very old gag that people have been doing since the 1800s.
Well, you know something? It's very funny. Thou dropped this something. It's very funny.
Is that your sword?
And sometimes you just got to go, oh, excuse me, is... And then they turn around and look. We were doing this on the plane, like, no one could go anywhere. Anytime, like, a guy would or a girl would go to the bathroom or one of the flight attendants, we'd be pulling these wacky hijinks, and it worked every time. And the more drunk we got, the funnier everything got. And believe me, we were hammered.
You guys were really hammered.
Now, we had to trade seats around a little bit because the geniuses that put this trip together decided to scatter us about the plane
in random fashion. You didn't like the crack hotel we stayed in last night?
Yeah, that was also nice.
All right, we'll get to that in a little bit.
No, why would you want to fly together with people you're on the itinerary with? That would be silly.
Silly. So scatter us around the plane so we got to make deals with people. I had to buy a woman a drink to have her change seats. And Ben and Stinky had a guy sitting between them that hated them when the trip started. And then after a while, everyone was so drunk, they were like a-hole buddies. They're all pals. So this big jock guy goes walking by, and Ben goes, you dropped something. And the guy turns around and looks, laughing. He figures out that it's coming from our seats. So I go, real funny telling him, you dropped something, Ben. This guy looks at Ben like, you wanted to... To kill him. And this is what happened the whole ride there. Like, I was thinking that the flight attendants were going to... Because you can't screw around on planes anymore.
No.
And it was getting to that point where everyone was intoxicated, and they were pulling things that maybe you shouldn't pull on an aircraft. A lot of fun, though. Drunk off our asses,
And I think we had a better time in coach than you guys did in first class.
First class is awful.
We tried to get a guy to switch.
That fat slob.
That fat diabetic who I hope loses a toe today wouldn't switch with us.
No, he switched at first, but it was a whole hassle. Yeah. Like,
you know what? Because he wants the aisle seat because he's so effing fat. He wants to be able to go to the bathroom without heavy equipment being used. He was a disgusting fat body.
You know what he says? He goes, all right, I'll try it. I'll try it. We go, we're separated, want to sit together, whatever. He goes, all right, I'll try it. And then he walks away, and then he comes back. He goes, you know what, I tried it. Dude, you left 10 seconds ago. Yeah, but I want to sit in my seat. Like,
you know what the problem is? If you're that goddamn fat, stay off of airplanes. You're annoying to look at, and you're an inconvenience. It's not our fault you can't stop shoving food into your lonely fat mouth. Hire a flatbed. That really annoyed. That's what his problem was. He was so goddamn fat.
Yeah.
He wanted to sit in the front where there was a little bit more room.
Right.
Thank God we have a dump button back at the.
The engineer down here in New Orleans is like, I can't take care of that.
That's all right.
We can take care of everything else you guys need, but
we got the guy on the dump button back home.
I can't take care of the F word.
That's fine. You know what else is great? First of all, Stinky and Ben, you know, I like to drink, but I do it on planes. I'm very economical. I have a plan. I get a bunch of beer right off the bat and just line them up. That way I can knock them back as the trip progresses. Those guys, they're always asking the flight attendant for something to drink. I mean, you hear the landing gear coming down, like we're that close to landing, and they're like, one more, please. And she's like, no, we can't do this. And then... Ben is telling the flight attendant that it's Stinky's birthday. Like, that's going to work. And she comes back later with a big bottle of wine.
Nice.
And gives it to Stinky for his fake birthday. But they're trying to get beers as, like, we're taxiing to the terminal in New Orleans.
All right, so we're at this strip club. It's Temptations. They say it's a strip club. We have one girl dancing down the stairs in the dark somewhere. We're right on Bourbon Street, so I guess this is for the locals. If you're close, come on by and say hi, right?
Absolutely.
I think we're going to do some Naughty 90s today, aren't we, Ant? Last
year
we qualified for the Naughty 90 contest. You go to opiananthony.com. Are some of the pictures you took after we left the station yesterday, Rick, online?
Geez. Not yet.
Look at that picture.
Scott, this happened about 7:30 last night, so Scott didn't get these yet. We're hopefully going to upload these today.
Those are two nude girls.
Who came for a reshoot and decided to get a little frisky as well.
Winners.
Well, we could show these because that's some good lesbian stuff happening.
It's upper body.
So, Ant, the last day to qualify for the Naughty 90 contest, we're hoping some of the girls that listen to us down here in New Orleans comes down to Temptations with their Naughty 90s. They got a little area set up for us. Actually, we could do it right on this couch, right where Stinky's sitting.
Yes.
And we'll get their pictures taken. They'll be in the contest as well. Also, is the Hummer chick coming by today?
Yeah, she's here, as a matter of fact. Oasis is the woman that gives free Hummers here during Mardi Gras.
How does she look?
I don't know. I didn't see her.
Awful. All right. Why don't we go back out on the balcony, see what's going on.
Oh, my God.
When we get back, Anthony, we got to talk about Tom, who runs the station down here in New Orleans.
I'm still not totally convinced he does. I cannot see how a guy like that could run a station. Shows up hammered to the airport to pick us up. He's offering to buy us drugs. I don't know what's going on.
Right,
fantastic.
We're making our way back out to the balcony.
Here it is.
To see what the hell's going on. Yeah, it's Temptations Gentlemen's Club on Bourbon Street if you're looking to stop by. Hey, look at that. A lot of guys. Where are the girls?
Sausage fest.
What happened to the girls?
Goddamn sea fest.
All right.
All guys. Where are the chicks? I heard so much about the chicks.
It's hilarious. The guys got signs that they show the girls after they show their boobs. And they rate the boobs. There's one guy just showed a 10 to somebody.
Yeah.
But the numbers go all the way down to 1, Ant.
Right, of course.
1.
The bad ones.
All right, why don't we take our first break?
Let's do that. Let's take a breath. I need a hurricane, by the way.
Yeah, why don't we get around to hurricanes?
Yeah.
I think we're all going to need hurricanes.
That'll get us going. I predict by the end of this show... you will not be able to understand a word that comes out of any of our mouths. That'll be great.
That's fine.
I'd like an iced latte and a shotgun blast to the face. I hate
Thornton is miserable.
Thornton's
That's hilarious. It is so funny. Mardi Gras was described to us by Jay Moore last week, and he's kind of accurate to a point. He goes, just imagine everyone you hate in the world drunk.
Yeah.
Drunk.
Yeah. That's it.
For someone like Jim that doesn't drink at all, this has just got to be a miserable experience.
Yeah, this is only a function for drunks. And Norton doesn't drink, so there's a problem there.
But I can always immerse myself in some type of sexually addictive behavior. But here, it's 300 for a lap dance in this other place. Where 300?
Yeah. Oh, that's right. It was 300 at the place called Topless Bottomless, and they don't get bottomless.
Yeah.
Well, you could dream about some unprotected
and the girls,
divvying up of body fluids between you and some
and
some
the girls
man,
were
woman.
The girls were fours.
Yeah.
And giving us an attitude. Fours. One guy got slapped in the face and he got so scared because these girls are tough broads.
He grabbed her doughy ass.
Doughy ass.
He grabbed this dancer's doughy ass.
So the girl turns around and smacks him so hard he wet himself and he ran out of the place.
It's not natural. One more thing about the lap dances, and this is everywhere. It reminds me of when you put a little piece of meat on a dog's nose and go stay, 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 and the dog's just quivering because he wants to eat it. Well, you're sitting there, you can't touch, you can't move, you can't grind, yet it goes against every instinct you have as a man when a naked woman is gyrating in front of you. You want to just plow it, and you can't do that. That's why I do not like the lap dance. It's a big CT's.
All right, when we get back, we're going to talk about the guy that picked us up at the airport.
Yes.
And, of course, we got to talk about the crack hotel that we stayed in last night.
Yeah, because for some reason they had we had to change hotels today.
No, well, when you go to a place, you never want to check into your hotel that night. It's always better to check into another garbage hotel and then travel, because there's never any traffic around Bourbon Street this time of year, so why not hop into a cab?
Me and Jim are hauling our bags like an hour before the broadcast because they can't get a car anywhere near the hotel we're staying at.
Yeah. And then we also got to talk about how me and Stinky couldn't find our hotel last night when we left Bourbon Street drunk and walked around for an hour looking for our hotel.
All right. Yeah, plenty to do today. We'll meet the Homer chick next.
Yes.
One of our listeners will get a Homer today on the Opie and Anthony Show. We're broadcasting live at a club called Temptations, a strip club. They're real nice here. The girls are beautiful. Right on Bourbon Street, and we'll be back with the Opie and Anthony program.
The Opie and Anthony Show.
It's like listening to Corky and Karen Ann Quinlan.
Opie and Anthony.
I'd rather hear my penis in a vice than listen to those two.
The Opie and Anthony Show.
7 WNEW.
We're back with the Opie and Anthony Show, broadcast live on Bourbon Street for Mardi Gras.
Yeah.
At Temptations Gentlemen's Club, Anthony.
I just saw the biggest set of cans from a girl on the street. Everyone threw beads when she whipped those out.
Which
they
one?
They were huge.
Which one?
Sloppy huge, but big nonetheless. I don't know where she went. Like the girls, they'll show. They get their beads and they move on.
They fly.
What's the end game on this, though? I don't understand. Like, they get the beads and then...
Well, it's something we have discussed in the past. It's called buying the myth.
Buying the myth?
When you're in Mardi Gras, you know, the beads mean everything. And, you know, you walk down the street, if you're, you know, a hot girl and you have a ton of beads, you have status.
And that was okay. So it's during the time you're here.
But then you go back home to your little town or something, and it means nothing.
You showed nothing, and you have more beads than anybody I've ever seen, Opie.
I know.
I don't really understand it.
And we're in the bathroom, and this is true. I finished taking a leak, and Opie walks in with all those beads. He's like, hold my beads. And I'm like, drop dead. I'm not holding your beads.
Well, you're getting very close to this.
I didn't hold them.
Trip.
I left.
No.
Amazing.
And we weren't leaking together. We were just kind of overlapping. No, it's a dilemma. Look how long these beads are. They're like 20 feet long. They're dragging on the floor.
You would leak on them and throw them out.
No, I did. No, I swear to God, because I didn't know what to do. Look, what am I going to do? I can't.
Oh, God. Just dump them in the urinal as you go and then throw them to the crowd.
You think these people are going to notice, Anthony?
Hell no. The sidewalk is full of the same stuff and some vomit.
I am so easy. I'm not even asking the girls to show anything. Cause
I know.
We see it all back in New York, so it's...
Yeah.
I mean, it's totally cool, but I'm just throwing them out here.
Yeah, I know. I don't see a lot of girls showing. What is that child doing here? And don't start yelling to her, Norton. No, those horses and buggies coming through. Did you see the crew from Cops?
Yeah, we were talking to the guys from...
from Mardi Gras.
We were talking to the guys from Cops last night.
Yeah. What a blast, though. We're working on frozen hurricanes, by the way. We have the liquid ones, and I don't like them as much as the frozen ones.
I have a feeling I'm going to be leaking hurricane tomorrow morning.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You want beads for your girl? Hey, does she earn those? Pull up that shirt. Pull up the shirt.
See, I'm too easy, eh? I'm not.
Yeah.
Just trying to figure it out that they can get beads real easy from this balcony, you know?
I know.
I'm learning as we go
here.
We're
like the easy guys. We're going to have to let them work for it.
You got to work for it. Because we are taking pictures that we're sending back, and we're going to put them up on opieandanthony.com and stuff. So,
you know what would be really cool? You know what would be really cool? An 8:30 flight tonight.
Norton is miserable.
There's a horse and buggy walking through here.
The horse is miserable.
Norton's miserable. This started last night.
Can I just make an observation? Yeah. It'll make a lot of people giggle as we paint the picture for the folks back home.
Yes.
And all over America. Jim Norton looks like Howard Cosell right now doing freaking Monday Night Football.
Yeah, we got to get a picture of him. He's got
you
the headphone.
Look awful.
He's got the combination headphone microphone slung in front of his face like an astronaut.
Looks nice on a weak chin, doesn't it?
He is absolutely miserable, and this wasn't helped at all by Tom, who picked us up at the airport.
What is his title? Mickey Rourke from Barfly. That's what his title is. He didn't even come to the gate. His liver showed up to pick us up.
Yeah. Where is it? There he is. He showed up at the airport with a drink in his hand, hammered.
Yeah.
And he's like, "Isn't this great? You could drink at the airport." Like, it was the best thing in the world.
Dude, I bring an ice chest everywhere.
Do you?
Three games everywhere, you know? What's a couple of cold ones? What is that? That's not booze.
So he picks us up, and Norton is just, like, disgusted.
Jim
Hazel. He's getting pissed.
No, I don't hate him.
Yeah, you do. But no, he's here, and you're not going to say it to his face.
Actually, he was a very nice guy, but he was just a lot larger than I am.
We made him stop for beer on the way to the hotel. And, you know, Norton doesn't drink. He doesn't smoke anything. And meanwhile, he's in the limo on the way to the hotel being just bombarded with booze. And then somebody started throwing ice at him and blowing pot smoke in his face. And Norton's like, at one point, he actually turned around and goes, "Look, ass, I'm an addict. Stop it."
Blowing pot in my face while little blonde-haired Ope is lobbing ice cubes at me from across the limo. And he hits me in the ear and he's just giggling and happy. And his little blonde locks are flowing. I was so aggravated.
Houston, we have a problem.
You're stupid headphones.
So I was Tom's best pal, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
So I'm like making like I'm smoking the pot and everything.
Right.
Well, I'm not, you know, because I don't smoke pot anymore. I'm faking it. But we were like best pals last night.
We were old, man.
Yeah.
I love you guys. I love you guys. I feel like I've known you forever.
You should almost. I don't know if I should even bring up what we asked him to get. Under
no.
The guise of stuff. And you know something? He'll get anything for us. Don't matter. Prostitutes, illegal narcotics.
Let's just put it this way.
The guy is committed to this program, and I love it.
He's under the impression that I do things I don't do anymore.
Stinky, what are those? They're not slushies. God damn it.
Well, you guys got to go back to the place you went last night.
They're like Slurpees. Oh, is that one? Good,
yeah.
I'll grab that.
All right, so yeah, Tom annoyed Jim to the point where Jim almost punched him in the face.
Yeah, you can't blow pot smoke in Norton's face.
And we're like, well, okay, so the ride was a little weird, but I'm sure the hotel's going to rock.
Look, when you hear Holiday Inn, you automatically think, amazing place. I knew it wasn't going to rock.
Look at Norton is the pickiest son of a bitch, too.
I really am a high-maintenance little chap.
He storms out of his room and runs down to the... Runs down to the desk to say he didn't like the double beds, the two beds in the room. What's your problem? Just the idea of your little body on a huge king-size bed is disturbing me. That's better. Thank you.
You know, I don't know why I really wanted a king bed, because if I did happen to get a girl last night, I never would have wanted her to stay in the bed with me. I would have wanted her in the other bed, so I really don't know why.
Kick her off. Let her sleep on the floor.
Get in the other little bed.
why don't we talk to the Hummer chick that we were?
Yes.
Yeah, we were talking to her yesterday when we were in New York.
Let's go inside away from the crowd for a minute.
Because they're not bothering us. It's kind of nice.
Oh, you want
here.
That? Yeah. Okay, then we'll bring her out.
All right, we'll bring her out here for a little bit. One of our listeners will be getting a Hummer today, courtesy of the Opie and Anthony Show. We're at Temptations Gentlemen's Club, Anthony. They got mad because we were saying strip club.
Yes, Gentlemen's Club.
They like to be called Gentlemen's Clubs now.
I see nothing but gentlemen.
So I apologize to the fine folks at
I see nothing but... Here she is.
Here's the Hummer.
Hey, how you doing?
Hummer Queen.
Can she get a mic? Rick? Well, maybe she could get a microphone.
She might have to do the old
ask the
question and then put the microphone in her face.
Well,
hey, who's your friend with the big boobs?
My friend Steffi.
Steffi?
Yep.
Do we get to see those?
Yeah.
Yeah. Get it. Wow. Look at that.
Wow-wee.
Hey, Rick, get a picture of that. You want to show it up? Hey, wait. Let's try it, Ant.
Okay.
We're newbies to this. Wait. Hold on. She's got really. How big are those?
How big are they?
Yeah.
They're
36D.
And they're both pairs.
Yes, and it says girls don't on the front of your shirt. What does it say in the back?
Put your, imagination there.
Girls don't say no.
Yeah, there
that's
you go.
That's pretty much it.
Girls don't.
Girls don't. Girls don't spit. That's a good one.
Or girls don't hang themselves when they're done, unfortunately.
Girls don't spit.
All right, Anthony, this is what she was saying. She's got huge cans.
Yeah.
Look at the crowd already crowding around our balcony. She says if she shows those boobs that we're going to get bombarded by bees. So why don't we give it a little try?
All right, let's see. Go ahead.
Well,
let her rip.
You guys, you want to see this or what, huh?
Here we go.
Watch this reaction, Ant.
These are huge.
She's doing a whole presentation. I like it.
I have a website, too. So.
Well,
what's your website?
TripleXBiker.com.
Right, TripleXBiker.com.
All right, she's teasing the crowd. We got close to 1,000 people in front of our balcony.
That's ridiculous.
They show up real fast when they know there's some action happening on the balcony.
Yes.
And here she goes.
Wow.
Oh,
those are really nice.
Oh, my God. Duck. Whee! Oh. Incoming.
That's great. We just got pummeled.
That's hilarious. They check out the merchandise, and then they decide if it's worthy of the bees, and then they just start tossing
the bees.
They just
fling them.
It's kind of like ancient Rome without all the dignity.
Hey, I want to do that one more time.
One more time. One more time. One more time. One more time.
There I go.
Oh,
she just got
clocked
in the head.
Oh, that's so
that's
great.
That's fantastic.
Oswald threw beads from the book depository.
Hey, Oasis, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
Very good. Did you give any BJs today?
I have not given a single BJ yet today.
So I guess you're just yearning to get a little C
I'm
in your mouth.
Waiting for it, you know?
Yeah, who is it, Norton Wright?
Well, you know, normally you don't want to do it before 12. That'd be slutty.
Now, would you give the crowd a little show? Maybe give them a little flash?
I can do that.
All right.
No,
and you know something? You know something? I got to tell you something, though. You should know more than anybody. Boobs of any size, men just adore.
Yeah, I love my boobs.
They adore the breasts.
I can't, you know?
All right, let's see what the crowd thinks.
When Oasis shows.
Let's just see what the crowd thinks. My God, this is the most popular spot on Bourbon Street right now.
I don't think she's going to get
you brought
same,
a video?
I don't think she's going to get the same
And what
reaction.
Are you doing on that video?
All sorts of stuff. I think it's a gangbang.
It's a gangbang, Opie.
A gangbang video.
Ed Norton, a gangbang video.
Hey, I got to ask Oasis, how many Hummers are you going for today?
For today?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't set a limit. I just take all of my men.
Well, what do you think? Are you good for 10 today?
Oh, I'm good for more than 10.
More than 10.
How many, were you out yesterday? Were you here yesterday?
I was here yesterday, yeah.
How many Hummers?
You know what? We didn't really go out and do a whole lot yesterday. I got like 2, 3 maybe.
You must be yearning for a little bit of man junk today, right? You're out of it.
Hey, would you go down there and do it right now?
I would not go down there in the street and do it now.
No,
but up here you would, right?
All down the street. There's
what about if we get a little corner over here and get a lucky listener?
Yeah, I would do that.
Wow, how about that?
Hey, Rick, get Rick over here. All right, Rick, you know what's going on? It's so loud, I don't even know who can hear us. You see this balcony over here? Oasis is willing to give one of our listeners a Hummer right now on the balcony while thousands of people watch. You think you can go down there and find one lucky guy?
Yeah, sure.
Do you have a wireless mic?
It's not hard to do.
As soon as you get a wireless mic, we'll talk to you on the street.
Oasis, what do you say you show the crowd a little bit of your, well, show them whatever you want to show them. I know that.
All right, first of all, she's going to throw a tape.
She's going to throw a video. Hopefully
that's going to knock somebody out.
Because everyone has a VCR on Bourbon Street. What are you thinking?
There she goes.
She's got her famous tank top on. It says free DJ.
Free DJs.
Back. But it's the actual word instead of the... Oh, God, here comes the marching band.
And that tape is actually funniest slut bloopers.
Wow. Boy, that's not too annoying.
Hey, Jim, what do you think of this?
I hate parades.
Here comes a parade, Anthony.
Oh, my God.
We were just having a great party in front of our balcony. Girls were showing their cans. Guys yelling, whip him out, whip him out. We got the girl that wants to give the free homer. We got the girl with the huge boobs. And out of nowhere, a stupid high school
marching band
is coming by our balcony.
Norton, a marching band.
Oh, this sucks.
What are we, at the Rose Parade?
Oh, this is so awful.
Oh, my God.
Who saw this coming, Opie? How the hell are we supposed to function with a goddamn marching band?
Well, this was a brilliant idea to broadcast outside.
This is awful.
You're broadcasting right now in Germany, 1945. This is horrible.
They're asking the girl
to play.
There goes Oasis. Watch out for the beads.
I'm throwing
beads. They're flying now.
Notice not many bees came flying when Oasis showed her cast.
Hey, Oasis, do you show anything else to the public?
I show it all the time.
You do? You show it all? You show that beautiful beaver of yours?
Yeah.
Yes, she does, Opie.
I'm going to try to get somebody to fall into
the crowds. Oh, she's undoing her belt.
She's undoing her belt up here on the balcony as the stupid marching band goes by.
You want to see some clam?
Wait, here comes the clam. Holy ass.
Wow, now okay, the people fly.
Here they come now.
Oh, you'll do that? Hey, how about some more?
All right.
There you go. I think the guys at the guys in the parade want to watch. Look at the guys playing drums. Look at the guy playing drums. He can't concentrate.
Back up, they can't see it.
The freaking band decided to stop right in front of our spot on the balcony, Anthony.
We give you clam.
We
don't even
clam.
Give you just the boobs. We give you clam.
I'm trying to throw the beat so somebody falls into the drummers.
Hey, that's a great idea.
Watch out.
We just messed up the whole band because the chick is showing her beaver. Now listen, they're not even playing right
anymore.
They're
not even on time.
Watch, I'm going to peg one of the drummers.
Wow. How about a little ass? They'd love your ass. They would love your ass.
All right, Oasis, the Hummer chick is...
There she goes.
The whole band
dropping her pants. And, ugh.
Oh, there you go.
Nice. All right. Yeah, okay. Jim, what do you think of that?
I didn't see it.
You're lucky.
Look at the tuba players are all turned around. We screwed this whole band up.
Oh, this is so
they
great.
Stopped, the tuba players stopped playing.
Nice catch.
Are these guys important down here behind the band?
I don't know. They're all wearing suits, but they're looking at the clam, Opie. All right. It just goes to show you, it doesn't matter who you are or what you do.
Guys love clam.
Guys love the clam.
What happened to Ricky? He was supposed to go down and find one of our lucky listeners.
All the drummers are looking up here. This is great.
To get on.
They're all offbeat.
I wish they would move away from us, though, now, because...
All right, I'm getting a headache. Why don't we go inside for, like, 2 minutes?
Yeah, we'll go inside for a second.
Hold on.
I'm also getting pummeled by beads. Ah, this is better.
That's the first time we had a band rain on our parade.
Wow.
All right, we're back inside for a breather.
I got grazed in the head by about a 20-pound pile of beads.
That was hilarious, man. The one girl with the really, really nice, huge boobs, she had so many beads thrown at her. And then Oasis, it's not her specialty, the boob thing.
Yeah.
She's more into the giving the Hummer thing.
Yeah, and
she showed her boobs,
clam.
And I think we got hit by like one
somebody
or two.
Somebody politely threw a bead.
A bead. Hey, Rick, we found a guy?
Let me ask you, this was not the thing I wanted to be walking around the street asking guys if they wanted a Hummer. All right, bad idea. But I found Gary here from Baltimore.
Gary, you're from Baltimore, huh?
Baltimore, yeah.
You listen to the ONA show?
No, I never have.
Yeah.
Ah,
that's Washington, yeah.
Oh, man, I don't know if we should. We got to give it to a listener.
A listener. You know, I talked to a few listeners down there, and they were like, they looked up at her, and they went, nah, no, no way.
Wow.
Yeah.
What, a bunch of faggots?
Why would we do that to our listeners? He's kind of right.
You know what, though? The guy, do you get WJFK in your area?
No, we don't.
Oh, okay. He doesn't get
it. All right.
It.
Well, why don't we take care of the guy anyway?
That's okay.
All right,
let's
go back out
Oasis.
To the
balcony. Oasis. Oasis over first for the little meet and greet.
Oasis, come here. We found a guy. Is this guy suitable?
Sure.
Yeah, would you like to accept some oral treats from her?
The biggest challenge, though, I'll tell you right now, the biggest challenge is for you. That's hard.
I know.
A lot of people can't do it.
All right, let's go out to
it may not be the pressure of the crowd,
a
Oasis.
Certain part, if you would follow Oasis over to this side.
Go ahead. Jim's
lead
like saying, no, 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 don't do this outside. What are you kidding? We share everything with our listeners.
You have
to.
All right,
here we go. All right, we're getting back out to the balcony, Anthony. Oasis is here.
Right.
What's your name again, bro?
Gary.
All right, Gary's from the Baltimore area.
Yeah, I think they're going to have to be where you are, Opie. So why don't you come over here.
All right.
Now, let's get the lovely couple in that little area. There you go. Right over there, right by the, in that little, yeah, right there.
Wow.
Yeah, you are right there in front of them.
Didn't this guy used to murder gay guys and eat them?
Anything. Now, you know, just go to town. Dude, here it is, your moment.
Check this out.
And she's going to do what she does.
Don't block my view, Anthony.
All right, we got...
excuse me, paparazzi, could you move back? I want to see a hummer happening.
We're back on the balcony on Bourbon Street. We're at Temptations Gentlemen's Club, Anthony.
Okay, yeah.
Now, the bees are probably going to come flying over here when this happens.
Yeah. They're trying to figure out the logistics of this thing. Can they go over the rope?
Yeah.
Over the ropes.
If you want to go over the ropes there.
Go over the ropes. Uh-oh, the girl is down on her knees, Anthony.
Here we go.
We're not going to be able to explain too much of this. You guys, check this out. What happened?
We're cut off.
What's wrong, Tom? Get Tom over here.
Hey, what's the problem?
They're shouting on your knees. We're creating quite a problem,
what's the problem
right now.
Rick?
What happened, Rick?
Let's just say this isn't legal.
Why not?
Oh, I don't know. Talk to the officials.
They're shutting us down, Ed. They're shutting
Jesus
us down.
Christ,
and the
man.
Whole crowd is saying on your knees. We got probably 5,000 people in front of us
I
right
know.
Now.
I think Tom's upset because there are no drugs involved.
Oh, man.
What happened?
Who pulled the plug? Who pulled the plug?
Who is pulling the plug?
Who's pulling the plug?
Put it this way. I'm sure I'm going to be putting this fire out forever.
You know, you gotta learn this is what you got to deal with, Tom, with the ONA show.
Right.
This is, you know,
now
like,
Tom's showing responsibility, Anthony.
As far as putting out fires, our own Ken Stevens back at NEW in New York, he actually walks around in a fireman's uniform because he has had to put out so many fires from this program. Jeez.
Well, we're going to have to work something out. What are you guys hearing?
We're just getting the word from Tom, and Tom's...
All right, you know something?
This is the most sober Tom
you know
has
something,
looked
Tom?
Since we got here.
You're absolutely right. There will be no hummer that goes on.
That's
yeah,
right.
It ain't
no
going to happen.
Hummers.
It ain't going to happen.
That's right, no hummers.
So whatever you do, don't do it.
That's right.
Yeah.
All right, and we're broadcasting live from Bourbon
right.
Street.
There we go.
We're at the gentleman's...
Right.
A gentleman's club called Temptations. And
what a great...
just like Tom said, there will be no hummers...
No, we can't... We have
on
stop.
The balcony of Bourbon Street.
We
Anthony.
Had to stop.
I don't know why there's 10,000 people in front of us. There will be no hummers on the balcony as we face Bourbon Street, Anthony.
Absolutely none.
Because we... understand authority. Tom,
why are the beads flying?
I don't know why the beads are flying, Tom. No problem. We cooperated and
Right.
And we respect your authority.
And you cannot see those pictures anyway.
That's right. All right, hold on. When we take a break, we'll check out your cute little photo album there, Oasis.
That's
all right?
Great. What is that?
All right. We're allowed to throw out porn video from the balcony. All right, we want to thank the fine folks of Planet X Video here in New Orleans.
Yeah.
And, all right, the making of a porn flick. This is Nymph Pictures. God, they're going nuts for a stupid porno.
Guys love porno.
All right.
Look at the guys that look like congressmen walking through.
I know.
What the hell is that all about? But God, what they just saw. Or didn't see, Opie. That's right. It never happened,
Tom,
right, Tom?
Nothing
you
happened.
Tom?
Don't worry, Tom.
I'm doing fine, man. How you guys doing?
All right. Tom, I would say have another drink.
I just got one. I just refilled. I'll be all right.
This guy's a pisser.
Okay. Well, we got Oasis hanging with us. She gives out hummers. And I guess we could take another break here, huh?
Yeah, I think we got to do a few commercials, but we'll be back with more debauchery.
Jim, you all right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Temptations Gentlemen Club right here on Bourbon Street, Mardi Gras, New Orleans, Opie and Anthony Show. And, we'll, hey, those are great.
All right, I'll be back. Pull her some beads.
In just a couple, so go nowhere.
Penis and a place to listen to those jokes.
The Opie and Anthony Show.
And Anthony. 1027 WNEW.
And we're back with the Opie and Anthony Show, broadcasting live from Bourbon Street, Mardi Gras, New Orleans.
What a blast, man.
My mouth is full. I'm trying to eat during the commercial break.
We had Oasis not... give a guy a hummer right here on the balcony last break.
Yeah, all I know is as we went to break it, a lot of cops showed up, and they were just checking out the scene.
Yeah.
And we said, nothing to see here, nothing to see here.
Move along,
move
please.
Move along, there was nothing. Look.
Move along, please.
Look, we only have a couple hundred people in front of the balcony now. See, nothing's going on here. We're at Temptations Gentlemen's Club, right in the heart of Bourbon Street.
Hey, we got New York down there. How you doing?
A lot of New Yorkers stopping by.
Oh, yeah. Very cool.
Anthony, Stuff Magazine's doing a model search today. Girls can come down to Temptations Gentlemen's Club and register to win. Finals are tomorrow night at Bourbon Blues Company.
Yeah, I think we're going there.
We're hosting. We better
be. Yeah.
Oasis's friend has... how you doing? Now, you have something going on in D.C.?
Yeah. Every year in spring, I have a gangbang, and I always look for guys. I always do.
Oh, but she's putting the word out.
Yeah, I am.
What kind of a gangbang do you do?
A gangbang is I have sex with lots and lots of guys.
Now, what's your record?
I'm sorry?
How many did you do last year?
28.
28
and
guys.
And as often as they can come, and they were there 6 hours.
Yeah. 28 at the exact same moment?
Well, no, it's one after the other, right?
Oh, all right.
No, it's like I take three at a time.
Three at a time?
Yeah.
You take three at a time.
But where could that be, Opie? Three.
Yeah, think about that.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Wow.
No, I love doing it. I get a total kick out of it.
I bet
and
you do.
There's a form on my website, and if you're in the Washington, D.C. area, you know, or in the New York area, please, you know, sign up. Come to my gangbang. I'm really looking for guys.
And isn't this what
and
they meant?
Girls. Yeah. Oasis is probably going to be there as a fluff girl.
Oh, fluff girls to get the guys all ready to go.
Yeah, we got to get them
Norton,
all ready.
There you go. So, what are you doing?
Oh, nothing. Yeah. You're fluffing.
So, again, I mean, you guys can go to XXXBiker.com or come to Oasis.com.
Right.
There's links over to the sides and to the gangbangs.
Well, that's great.
Go ahead.
I wonder if we could get her maybe practicing on the balcony today, Anthony. Practicing for the big event.
Would that be something?
Yeah, you guys should go.
You think we could go?
Oh, sure.
We could come to the gangbang?
Yeah, absolutely.
That's great. Opie, what are you doing? Another road trip? I smell road trip. Ho-ho!
Well, as long as you have a place for me to live after I get back to New York, sure, I'll go down to Washington.
Yeah, the AIDS hospice.
New York, Washington, you know what, 4 or 5 hours?
I must say, as far as gangbangs go, 28 guys, you're kind of a newbie to the sport.
Well, I've been doing this for the fifth time. This is my
it's an annual thing.
But keep in mind, I mean, I don't have the huge media behind me. And,
right.
You know,
other
so
people are behind
amateurs.
You.
Oh. So, yeah, lots of people behind me.
Are there any fun gangbang games on the website? Like, Opie does an impression, you got to drink out of a mule?
Maybe we can start one, you know what I mean? We'll do it.
So,
do the guys,
let's just say, finish?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, they do.
Don't say that. Don't say that.
Yeah, well, when you describe certain ways.
They're going back for a second round.
Oh, second round.
With the help of, you know, the girls.
The fluff girls,
the fluff
sure.
Girls.
Oasis being one of the fluff girls. Your technique must be very good now. Attention.
Absolutely.
Well, God bless you.
And there's nothing that spoils a party more than a bad fluffer.
Oh, yeah.
Why don't we ask Oasis her fluff technique?
What is your fluff technique?
You know what? It's very secret. You have like a little. You massage that sucker, and you're. Yeah, she's really good at that. I'm telling you. I mean, she's.
For your vena cava.
Hey, Oasis.
No, it's a vain joke. I gotta ask Oasis something. Is that rash contagious?
What rash?
What happened there? You got a little rash.
Oh, you know what? I get excited, and my chest gets red.
It looks like Sterling Hitchcock.
I get excited.
That's all right.
I get excited. I blow strudel.
Hit this beads here. I got like bruises.
What happens?
Here.
She's got bruises all over.
Bruises on the beads, Anthony. Let me see.
Oh yeah, look at that. Yeah, that's tough.
Wow. Show the crowd your bruises.
Oh, I'm thugging, guys.
All right, hold on.
Hang those babies right over the rail.
They told us to get off the balcony, Ant, but yeah, maybe.
Why?
I don't know.
Who said that?
What's going on, Rick?
Look, it's Gary. He's looking up. Gary, the guy who didn't get a Hummer right there.
Yeah.
Hey, Gary. Gary's back on the straight. There you go.
Yeah. Watch out for the beads. Here they come.
No. Uh-oh.
No.
Hey, they weren't impressed by that.
Oh, well. Maybe they're so used to it already. You know, it's getting later in the afternoon.
Maybe that's
all the girls are flashing.
That could be it.
Okay. Well, I love you guys. I love listening to you guys.
Who doesn't?
Spiker.com. Come to my gangbang. We got to go check in our hotel.
Opie, when are we going to get a gangbang website together?
There you go.
That's just what Al Gore meant when he got the websites together and the internet when he invented it. Is for gangbangs to happen on the website.
Really?
Yeah.
So are you like the main guy there, or you know, like people jumping you, or you jumping people, or it's your website, right? So like, how does this work here?
Right.
Hey, what's the date of the gangbang?
Oh my God.
April 6th this year, Washington D.C. XXXSpiker.com. Sign up for it.
All right. Thank you very much. There she goes. She's got to check into our hotel.
Yeah.
We got to thank Wayne Garrity of Carnival Connection.
Yeah.
5041 Paris Road in New Orleans for giving us the beads today, Anthony.
Yes, plenty of them. It's so cool. We got a crowd here that is, it's the biggest crowd in front of any place on Bourbon Street right now.
Oh, yeah.
And we will keep it this way.
Well, what else are people going to look at?
Debauchery.
Excuse me, dude. On the air right now, you know. Doing a show.
What's wrong with that guy?
Is he
all right?
He's asking me stuff.
Okay.
Oh, my God. It's a fetus down there now. What is that? Hey, how you doing?
There's a really scary lady trying to get us to throw her beads, and I don't know if it's going to happen. Where's Jim Norton?
You know something? I never saw her on the Girls Gone Wild videotape, Opie.
No, not at all.
Oh, my God.
Okay. All right, put them back in, lady.
Wow.
Thank you.
Those are merely gigantic.
But that was just awful. Awful. That lady's got to be 60.
Did you see how Tom just does not even know what this show is about? Like, they got the show on the station down here in New Orleans, but he has no clue. Like, when we brought up something like maybe, let me just pull something out of the air, that we wanted a girl to give a Hummer here on the balcony.
Right.
Did you see him all nervous, losing his mind with this cell phone to his ear, and he was getting yelled at?
And the great...
He doesn't understand this show.
You should have... The people down there were pointing up. You ever see the photo where right after Martin Luther King Jr. got shot? That was what it looked like. Everybody
pointing
and looking.
Tom runs the station down here. He's cursing. He doesn't even know the basic rules of radio. He's hammered.
You do not have anything to do with the station, right? You really don't,
maybe
right?
Not after this afternoon I won't. But hopefully I will.
Hey, you won't
focus,
be
focus, Tom. Focus.
You won't be the first management we've had fired.
He's handing out beads. All right.
All right, Tom. I think we have enough beads. I got about 100 pounds of beads on my neck here. Thank you, Tom. Wow.
How annoying is Tom? Someone has to say it. All right. You want to talk to the girl from Stuff Magazine?
Yes.
Yeah, this girl is beautiful.
Wow.
Finally, something nice to look at, Anthony. Hi, what's your name?
I'm Dawn from Stuff Magazine.
And what's going on with Stuff today?
Basically, right in front of this hotel, we have a casting going on for the magazine. And we're picking women off the street, and we're going to invite them back, some of them for a second sexier photo shoot for the magazine.
And they can come down between now and what, 7 o'clock?
Now it's 6 o'clock.
6 o'clock, all right, right here at Temptations on Bourbon Street.
Well, the pickings for hot girls are relatively slim in this below-sea-level dump.
If you're hot and in the air, you've got to stop by.
You're like the sex expert for Stuff Magazine?
Yes, I am.
And what do you do? Like, you write articles about...
I do. I write a column.
What was the last one you did?
Oh, God, we're talking about shy girls. I guess I'm not so shy.
All right, hold on. Another stupid band is coming by.
Oh, Jesus
God, these bands have horrible timing. Horrible.
I just wanted to talk about the sex.
Throw the beat. See if you can get people to jump into the marching band.
All right. Hey, we'll do that.
Hey, Norton.
Why don't we bring the Stuff Girl inside and interview her a little bit, Anthony?
Oh, I want to try to throw beads into the tuba.
You want to do that? All right, we can do that.
I got some beads. I'm gonna try to throw these right into a tuba.
These bands are so annoying. What's the purpose of the bands down here?
They're all black guys.
I noticed that. Well, they move a little differently than the high school band from my high school.
Oh, they do like they dance. They're pretty good. Hey, baby. Who do we got here?
Hi, I'm Denny. I'm with Bacardi. Those came from me to the Bacardi Hurricane.
Yes.
Bacardi Stuff Magazine looking for our hot stuff bottles.
Wow, what about you?
This girl looks just like a young Whitney Houston before the cracks took hold.
I promise to Bacardi. Since I'm an unlucky lady, gets to be the Stuff Magazine girl.
Very attractive.
I'm going inside because this band is so annoying.
What?
All right, we're moving back off the balcony so we could try to do a radio show that makes sense to somebody out here. Hey, Jim.
I think we're beyond that point, Obi.
I understand that.
Why is the gangbang chick still here? I thought she was going to... I thought you were going to a hotel.
Don't push her out.
But then I saw Norton was talking to her. Well, you got a range.
She gangbangs. I have a shot.
Oh, my God.
Barely.
I know.
You're awful.
All right, well, we got the Whitney Houston-looking lady here, the young Whitney Houston.
Before the crack and Bobby Brown.
Yeah, before Bobby Brown.
Bobby Brown effed her up, man.
I would say.
What happened?
I don't know.
All of a sudden, she's
don't
all emaciated.
Her, but, you know, something.
Hey, Rick, did you get a picture of Whitney Houston here?
Yeah. Please do.
And you almost have a Marissa Tomei in her heyday look.
What's that?
Marissa Tomei in her heyday.
I get that a lot.
Very good. That's a great look to have.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you.
So she writes the column for Stuff Magazine. We were discussing before we got rudely interrupted by the latest band coming
She's
through.
She's some kind of expert in the realm of sex.
Some kind of expert.
Are you experienced in the... Is that how you get your knowledge, your carnal knowledge?
Yeah, a lot of field work,
Is that what it is?
And, a lot of common sense. I talk to a lot of women about sex and men, and they tell me all the dirt. That's what I do, basically. I get four women together every month and talk about sex and men. And
that's like in the magazine I see sometimes how men could better do this, that, and the other thing. And you're letting
you guys need some help sometimes.
You're letting the secrets out. Hey, not me.
Not
I know
you.
Everything
you know
I need
everybody.
To know. Put it this way.
What do you think about these girls who were out here before, the professional fluffers?
There's nothing above a four in this whole state.
Put it this way.
I haven't seen anything above a four.
You'll spend a lot of time looking at the top of my head, okay? Enough said. I like that. I enjoy that.
Well, that's good.
You know what I mean?
Men should enjoy that.
I like being down in the action.
What are you pointing at there?
Oh, yeah, so I was pointing at, all of a sudden I pointed right at her lap.
Yeah, that's
I was like right down there in that area.
That's really classy. One hurricane all of a sudden. That's what I like.
I'm pointing with my pinky as I hold a drink.
Right there. That thing.
Great. Thanks.
You know, the baby maker. Wink,
that's
wink.
That's not what to say to a girl.
Why didn't you understand what I was talking about?
I didn't know what you meant. It's not
because
the Mummer's Day parade is behind us. I can't hear.
Hey, what's poking me in the back of the head right now?
A camera.
The camera guy.
You've
been bumping into everyone.
That's all right.
That's what you were hoping for, huh?
Oh, God. So give us a tip. One tip from the Stuff Sexpert here.
What is something the guys can better do to...
That's... Hold on. Let them dump out of that.
Well, they don't like the T word.
So say it again. Say it again. Using like boobs or something.
So better pick up the women by saying, show us your tees.
Exactly.
Boobs,
sorry about that. I didn't
breasts.
Know I was supposed to say that.
That's all right.
No, but basically, you just, you know, got to be nice to a girl. You got to know what she wants and talk to her. And
yeah.
And be very, very good at the technique.
How about if you do what I tell you, you'll live through this?
No, that's probably not good either, Norton.
Something tells me you're not going to like that.
This lady wants us to talk to the ladies. These ladies down there don't even know their name at this point.
I know.
No, they don't.
Oh, my God.
All right, is the band through? Can we go back out on the balcony?
I hope so. Let's take a peek.
Because the furthest we could get away from Tom, the better we're all going to be. All right, what the hell is this?
It's a parade.
Oh, still?
Yeah.
Look, there's a mule line open. Look, it's the mule-drawn buggy, Norton. What do you think? Doesn't that look like fun?
I feel like I'm broadcasting the Rose Bowl Parade. The Rose Bowl Parade.
The only good thing is if the horse has a dump, it will improve the odor on this block.
Have you ever seen so much puke in your life?
No.
Oh,
Jim Norton, not a fan of New Orleans. I'm kind of picking that up.
Well, if you don't drink, this is not the place you should go on vacation.
Look at the horse. He's hurt.
Aw.
Hey, Anthony, you were going to discuss. Tom, we're trying to do a broadcast. Yes, we have enough beats. Thank you. Thank you, sir. Holy ass. Anthony, so we went out to Bourbon Street last night just to check out the whole scene. We got here really late. We didn't get down here till like 1 in the morning or so.
Yeah.
And we checked out a couple of the strip clubs. Like we said earlier, we were in this one club where they're harassing us for like $200-$300 for a dance in the back room, and they were fours, as Jim Norton would say.
We should have come here to Temptations immediately because we went to some other place first, and I loved my thimble full of Captain Coke. That was nice. It's like you're paying a top dollar for a drink, and it was a thimble. Me and Ben were laughing at the size of the drink.
It was about an inch tall.
Yeah, ridiculous. And it was... They were what I usually call day strippers that were at the bar.
The other thing with here, I've never smelled a worse smell ever. And I've gone to a lot of drinking establishments.
It's called
worst
vomit
smell
and diarrhea.
Ever.
Me and Stinky went to leave after we were done drinking. I was at the point where I was just like, I need bed immediately. They put us up at the plush Holiday Inn last night. And there are three of them here in New Orleans. Three Holiday Inns. I knew not which one.
Stinky!
I knew not which one we stayed at. It turned out to be the one by the Superdome. Me and Stinky decide we're going to leave and walk back to the hotel. We get a few blocks away before we realize, hey, do you even know where the hotel is? Stinky goes, I think it's this way. We turn, which we later found out, the opposite way we were supposed to go.
We were in Harlem, pretty much.
Yeah, we ended up in the Harlem portion of New Orleans.
Oh, that's not good.
An hour.
The funniest thing was, I went to like four places. I went to House of Blues, all these places. I get home. I bang on Saints door. You guys weren't even home yet. You guys got home like an hour later than me.
Dude, we got so lost in New Orleans. If you've ever been just... Picture flying to a city and being dropped in the middle of it, not knowing where you are or anything. And the cabs are weird here. The lights are on like they're ready to serve you. You go to flag them down, and they just drive past. I saw no one in the car. We were getting no help. We stop at one Holiday Inn, and they tell us where the one we're staying at is. And, dude, we were like a block away from it five times. We looked at the map this morning during our 5 minutes of sobriety that we had today before I started washing my hangover away with getting more vodka and rum. And we screwed up. And Stinky, I will never, ever again try to find my way to a hotel with you. The guy's the worst navigator. I should know, too, with his pot smoking and his drinking.
Yeah, but the best thing about you guys is one of you guys called Tom at like 3 in the morning. So Tom calls me at 9 this morning. He's like, I think one of you guys was looking for some drugs late night. Enough with the drugs, Tom.
We had Tom convinced in the limo all of us did drugs. That was the thing. He was so hammered. You ever see the guy at a party that's like, dude, he's like extreme, like party guy? So we were goofing with him, and we told him we were into coke and pot and heroin and everything. And we're the straightest guy. I mean, we don't do dope. And this guy's ready to run out and get us any drug we want.
That's not true.
Well, you're ready to.
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
We're just saying this stuff for the radio show. Everyone knows that, Tom.
We were addicts.
The fact you remember, you remember the driver, Tyrone? Tyrone, pull over here. These guys need beer.
Yeah, he's making the limo.
Hey, I'm trying to take care of my peeps.
I don't think
the guy's name was Tyrone either, Tom.
It really was Tyrone.
You know what I told? Tom leaned over to me at one point last night and says, what's with Opie? He doesn't seem like the partying guy. And I said, no, Opie likes his cocaine. And Tom's like, really? I was like, yeah, you know, he doesn't really drink much because you weren't drinking, and it was obvious, you know, because Opie's...
I didn't hear none of that.
So I told Tom that Opie was a big cocaine guy. And you know something? I'm very proud of you that you were willing to go out and get some cocaine for Opie.
Well, as far as... What are you, Christian?
The funniest thing is when we got to the airport, Opie comes to me and goes, dude, this guy actually runs the radio station we're on? You couldn't even believe it. You're like, this guy cannot run our radio station.
I thought he was just like the van driver.
Thanks a lot, dude. Thanks a lot. I mean, what are you? Come on.
Well, you know something?
I married a hot broad.
You're a party guy, man.
And he married a hot broad. Yeah.
Wow, what's happening now?
What is... All right, they're all screaming, which means someone is showing something somewhere. All right, why don't we, you want to take a break, or... There's Norton on blow, Tom. Yeah, that was funny for four guys on the balcony. Thanks. Thanks for helping out our radio show. Tim Norton, you will punch him, right?
No, I don't. I like Tom. I just want to go home.
Look, he's hugging you now.
I want the sanity of a transvestite in New York. Just a big back, but at least I know what I'm in for.
I love you, you little bald-headed bastard.
Thank you, Tom.
You sound old on the radio.
Thank you, and I would love you, too, if it wasn't for your alcoholism.
And what does your wife see in you, Tom?
I'm a cool dude. I mean, I'm a mover and a shaker, you know what I'm saying?
I mean, your wife's beautiful.
I know.
The only time you shake is when you haven't gotten alcohol yet that morning. Those are called DTs.
Okay, go to the porno store. Go get those little boots.
Why should you go to the porno store?
That would explain why.
Yeah, he was trying to get to you, and he just caught him.
Right.
All right. Well, why don't we take a break and regroup? The crowd in front of...
Obi, stop.
The regroup
There's
thing?
No regroup.
I know. It's getting just sillier and
we
sillier.
We are partying. I'm just thanking God it's Friday, so at least maybe 2% of the listeners are going to be as intoxicated as we are. As I get hit with beads that we're traveling, I think, at 500 miles per hour.
All right. Hey, a couple things. Any girls here for the Naughty 90 contest?
Ooh. Not yet, but they are looking for them if they come down to Temptation Gentlemen's Club here in New Orleans. We'll get them in, and we'll get their pictures done.
Why don't we send somebody down on the street by the door to ask some girls going by, do you want to be part of ONA's Naughty 90 contest? Come on up. We'll give you a free beverage. You lay down on the couch, and we F you. No. Well, not the F part, but... everything else. What do you say?
We can do that.
Yeah. Well, let's try to get some girls up here.
Are we sending pictures back to New York?
No. It's a long story.
Well, what's the...
Alcohol.
What, Stink? Stink, open your eyes.
Stink, you all right?
What happened?
How much pot did...
No, do you have pot?
Not 1 ounce of pot.
He couldn't bring pot on the plane. Like,
fuck!
Norton was so nervous. He's like, Stinky, if you bring any pot to the airport, we're all not going. We're all going to jail.
Well, you know, let's be honest. These are not exactly the easiest times to fly. You guys are acting like it's 1981.
Stinky had hashish taped to his body.
Especially him with the hair. He looks like one of the Beatles. They're going to search you.
So, who got searched the most?
Norton.
They took your coat off. They did a body cavity search.
That was in the cab. I'm here all week.
And it was Tom doing it. Hubla, hubla.
Dude, the funniest thing about the search is I go through, they check me a little bit. Ope goes right through. Norton, bags open, jacket off, feet up in the air.
Because he looked like somebody that would light his shoes on fire.
And this awful woman.
He looked like somebody.
And you know what's making the thing go off? The tinfoil that your gum comes wrapped in it? Yeah. That keeps setting off the metal detector. Apparently it doesn't detect explosives in shoes, but it does pick up my extra tinfoil.
I was a little disappointed with the Newark security. They didn't check your shoes. They didn't do the metal detector all over your body, which they do at Kennedy and LaGuardia.
very scary at Newark.
You know what? The security was nothing at Newark.
It was nothing. Do something over at Newark.
The only thing I saw that was different was the guy carrying, like, you know, a machine gun or something. But besides that, but he was too busy just, you know,
that's not like one of the planes from September 11th came out of Newark. Oh, that's right. It did.
That was good of you guys to just announce that that's where the place they should go. Why don't you just fax Bin Laden? That was really good to say over the air.
Oh, he's listening to the Opie and Anthony show live from New Orleans.
I love the fact that Norton is just miserable down here.
He is
absolutely
the most
miserable.
Human. I love it.
I went to Plan B. The only way I'm going to deal with this is to get this hurricane in me.
Opie's got a nice frozen hurricane.
Yes, I have to.
Isn't it great?
Hey, what's the problem with the pictures, sending them to New York?
I don't think they have a high-speed internet connection.
You don't
here.
Think? They don't.
They don't. All right. No, they don't have any high-speed.
Why would the gentlemen still have a high-speed internet connection?
There's actually a pigeon flying to the station with information.
Well, we'll have pictures when we get back to New York of the debauchery. Hey, Rick, you getting pictures of the girls as they flash down below?
Hey, I got some crowd shots down below. We'll try and get as many as we can before we blast out of here.
Some freaking bead sniper is aiming for my head, bro. It's going to kill me.
Anthony, real fast, it's the last day to qualify for the Naughty 90 contest.
Yeah.
We'll start the voting on Monday. So, girls, even though we're down here at Mardi Gras, you can still show up in New York. You can show up at all the other stations that are participating with the Naughty 90 contest, okay? You can go to opieandanthony.com to see the latest girls. Rick was telling me a really nice lady showed up in New York yesterday.
Oh!
While we were flying down to Mardi Gras.
Is that the Lesbo action one?
No, it was some lovely African princess he was telling me.
Yeah, babe.
All right, what is Rick doing? Wait, that's the sniper?
Yep.
All right, Bead Wars. Whoa!
Bead Wars. Hey, clock him.
Bead Wars. This guy's insane. Down goes Ope. Down goes Ope.
Opie's down. Medic. He didn't even take him out of the bag. Oh, Rick.
Dude, that one almost knocked me out. I got nailed in the back of the head by beads.
This guy is throwing full bags of beads.
The guy's 55 years old.
Al Goldstein is throwing beads at us.
All right, there's a huge bead war going on right now.
Let me see that.
Hit him, man. Hit him.
8:30 flight to Newark.
Yeah, what's... Someone figure out the next flight back to New York.
Wow. Paul, now we're getting pelted.
Hey, we got a bunch of people from Philadelphia, the station we're on in Philadphia, chanting WISP, Anthony.
Philly
representing right below us. All right, Ann, why don't we take a break, all right? It's Opie and Anthony broadcasting live from Temptations Gentlemen's Club right in the heart of Mardi Gras and Bourbon Street. We'll be back. Stay there.
Go
Hey, Stacker 2, Anthony, the world's strongest fat burner. We're in the middle of a bead war on Bourbon Street.
There's three balconies firing at each other. Hey, are you fat? You gotta lose weight. We've seen some chicks down here that I think are in dire need of Stacker 2, the world's strongest fat burner. It's the natural appetizer present in Stacker 2. Stops the cravings and gives you the boost of energy you need to get through the...
It's all right. Everyone knows what Stacker 2 is about at this point.
That's right.
Burns the fat, gives you a boost of energy, and it crushes the cravings to eat, right?
Yes.
In between meals and.
So you still get to eat what you want. You eat less of it, you lose weight.
Hey, how can they get it?
Hey, call them up. 1-800-LIGHTLINE. 1-800-LITELINE. Or go to stacker2.com on the web. Stacker2.com. Or get Stacker 2 at GNC, Rite Aid, Eckerd, CVS, Duane Reade, plenty of other great stores. Get on the Stacker. Stacker 2.
1027 WNEW.
broadcasting live from Mardi Gras. We're at a place called Temptations. It's a gentleman's club right in the heart of Bourbon Street. Jim Norton, nice move. Jim spilling coffee all over his body.
Yes.
We got a beautiful blonde across the way on the other balcony showing her boobs.
A what? Beautiful blonde?
Yeah.
Compared to who? Bruno Sammartino? What are you, nuts?
Opie's had a little bit too much hurricane.
What are you, bet that she's not a beautiful blonde?
I got the hurricane goggles on at this point.
I smacked her in the head with some big heavy beads before in the great balcony wars that went on.
That probably didn't even hurt her because she's used to having a yoke around her.
I'm learning fast down here, Aunt.
Yeah.
It's crazy. This is the first time we've ever been to Mardi Gras.
Yep.
And I didn't know about the bead wars.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. At any given moment, you can get clocked in the head by beads. And you don't think, yeah, beads, what are they? If they're flying at you from across a street, from a balcony that's above you, they hurt. You get nailed with these things, man. But I'm having fun just clocking unsuspecting people with the beads.
Yeah.
It is fun.
Oh, yeah.
Too bad there's not a way to get AIDS or hepatitis on the bees and throw them.
Norton, bleed on these and I'll throw them at somebody. Perhaps that'll work.
For an addict like Norton, this has got to be the worst place in America to
be, right?
Right,
she's actually, Ethel's actually wiping coffee off my hand.
Well, she...
Thank you.
She feels bad because she effed you on your reservations.
Okay, dude, here we go.
Yeah, go ahead.
See the guy across on that balcony with the sunglasses
on? Yeah, just minding his own business, sure.
I'm going to give it a try. Guys, spread out.
He's probably been saving money all year to go to Mardi Gras. And you're going to hit him in the head.
Oh, nice.
Nice.
Oh, I nailed him.
Good
Good shot, Roger Clemens.
I nailed him.
But see, his beads are bigger than yours. Now we're screwed.
That's okay, but we have more. We have more.
No joke.
We win.
No
here
joke.
We go. Oh, geez.
All right, here we go.
Oh, geez. He's winding up. Oh,
he's winding up.
All right. Oh, no.
And, wow, that's a wimp throw.
You throw like a girl.
Wimp throw. Anthony, I got to say again, somebody was throwing beads that were still in the bag.
Yeah.
It literally almost knocked me out. I did go down for real.
Oh, yeah, that one guy from across the way, he was throwing them in bags. So it was about, honestly, about 2.5 to 3 pounds of beads hitting you in the head.
Nailed me. And I went down. Oh,
Stinky, you came up short.
Stinky was trying to knock this guy's beer out of his hand.
I gotta hurt somebody now.
Yeah. Give me one. It's a great way to get out anger at them.
And it go. Oh, okay. Hold on. See the girl? See the girl leaning against the rail?
Yeah.
The blonde?
You hit her boyfriend, though.
I hit her pal.
Wait.
All right, hey, if you're just checking in to the Opie and Anthony show,
yeah.
It's getting really messy, obviously. But so far we talked to a girl.
I got his beer. That was me. I aimed for him, and I got him.
You got him, Norton.
I knocked his beer all over him.
That would have been great if this was TV. Ass.
Sorry, people at home.
They're chanting, Norton sucks.
Yeah,
Norton just dumped somebody's beer with the beats. I finally found a fun thing to do with these beats. F people up. A lot of fun.
Anyway.
What a madhouse this is.
I know. We might even have to go inside. Who's the chick with the rose over there? Maybe she'll pull her cans out.
Philadelphia representing strong in front of our balcony, man.
Gotta love Philly.
Anyway, we had a girl up here.
Yeah.
The Hummer girl stopped by that we talked to in New York, if you're just tuning in.
Yeah.
And she did not give a Hummer on the balcony in front of 10,000 people.
I didn't get a rod not watching that.
She did not give a Hummer.
This is complete, out-of-control debauchery. I've never seen anything like this.
They said in another hour that you're not even going to be able to move on the street down below.
Look at that slob dancing on the streets.
Where? Which one?
Right there. She looks like she's on morphine.
She looks like she's at a Grateful Dead show. The girl with the rose?
Yeah. Watch, I'm going to hit her. I'm going to smack her right on the head. Watch.
All right, here we go. Oh, dude, you just took out that guy's face right behind him. It was him, right here.
Norton.
Yes.
Oh, my God, I just hurt somebody really bad, I think.
Dude, what'd you do?
You're throwing way too hard, man.
I wound up and heaved it. It hit the guy in the mouth. I think he's bleeding.
They're trying to get this girl over here to flash, but she doesn't even know where she is at this
point. I'm just aiming for drinks.
And her boyfriend is dragging her down the street away
from
the mob scene.
Now she's being led away.
Okay. Why don't we go inside for a few and try to get something
all right.
That resembles a radio show here. What do they expect?
What do they expect sending us to Mardi Gras? We have the attention spans of fleas, and we're in the middle of this mess.
I just knocked another drink out of another hand. I really am enjoying myself now. If we had bricks, this would be perfect.
Thank God Tom's in charge, though.
Yeah, let's get Tom back on the radio. Where is Tom?
Tom is missing. Tom went to get drugs.
Tom went to get drugs.
Dude, I saw him. He's like, dude, I need to go get some stuff. I'll be right back.
I swear, I honestly convinced him that you do cocaine, Opie.
I do not do cocaine anymore.
Even funnier, Ant, he's picking up a supply for Ope, I think. He's convinced. He's like, dude, I could always tell on the air that Ope does a lot of blow.
It's obvious he skates when he does the radio show. He skates. So, dude, this ass, Ben, right? He's been playing this whole skate thing all since we landed in New Orleans.
Yeah.
So Tom comes up to me, and he whispers, he goes, don't worry, dude. I know you're jonesing. It'll be here any moment. I'm like, what are you talking about?
Dude, he believes it all. Because Anthony's like, dude, he goes, Hope doesn't like to really get too crazy, but he loves to ski. And, dude, he loves bought it all.
And he went to get his ice scraper.
Oh, my God.
And you yelled at me for a visual? That was one only you and I get.
I'll explain when we're back in New York and he's nowhere in sight. How's that sound?
Wasn't Rick heading for the street so we could maybe get some people up
No,
here,
Rick or? Is right here. He's right. Hey, why don't we talk to Well Hung? Well Hung, get over here. Well Hung is one of our old listeners from the New York days. Yes. When we were just down in New York, and now he's down here in New Orleans. You live down here now, Well Hung, right?
Yeah, I moved down here. Love it. Absolutely fantastic down here.
How many Mardi Gras?
First one.
Really?
Yeah, first one.
Look at you. What do you think?
It's insanity. Yeah, it's insanity out there.
That's what I'm thinking. I don't even know why they sent us here to do a show.
This is not a good idea. This was not a good idea.
You know what this reminds me of? Remember the last half hour of Natural Born Killers? This reminds me of that with less organization. All you need is Tommy Lee Jones' head being paraded around.
This is like sending Michael Jackson to a Toys R Us.
Absolutely fabulous down here. Hey,
what's the craziest thing you've seen so far, Well Hung?
Just flashing. Lots of people flashing out there.
Not as much further down. Not as much clam as I would have expected.
No.
You want me to go get some?
Yes.
Yeah, we need some clam flashing. We saw the one, the BJ queen there, the one that the girl that likes to give the BJs in public. But not as much clam. When I watched the Girls Gone Wild video from Mardi Gras, I'm seeing clam, clam, clam. Oh, my God. Now, I don't know, I'm seeing kind of some tease.
It is daytime, though, don't forget. Yeah. There's a lot of those are shot at night.
It's still early. I mean, we got...
Tom, he's back.
Hey, Tom, what's up?
Jesus, y'all don't do any show prep or nothing? You got nothing better to talk about with me?
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
Oh, boy. Thank you, Tom.
Thank you.
Jeremy.
Go ahead, Tom.
This is an example of management that... that should not be managed.
Anthony, ready? Management gone wild right here.
Hey, dude, you guys rule. Y'all can bust my balls all you want. Go ahead. You have carte blanche.
You're in charge of our success down here in New Orleans, right?
Absolutely.
Oh, boy.
You see all the people down here?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, they're here for us, Tom. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. I'm convinced all those people on the street are here for us, Jim. We're doing a road show, and they decide to show up because we're that popular here in New Orleans.
For you guys. Maybe not Norton, but for you guys, absolutely.
All right, thanks, Tom. Why don't you go see what's going on?
Hey, take a look at the balcony,
Yeah,
Tom.
Why don't you go out on the balcony, and maybe we can push you over.
Sure, or his new name, White Earl.
How about a breath mint?
Holy Jesus. Holy.
He interrupts my space. I hate people that interrupt my space. And does he have to get this close to your face when he's talking?
He is inches from your face. And
burp on you. Hopefully he didn't burp on you.
Why? The burps are even worse than the breath?
Oh, yeah. That's his cologne.
And who are you?
It's Christopher Reeve.
I own the radio stations.
You own the radio stations?
No, stop it. You're the owner?
He's the owner?
Yeah.
All right, come here. We're not messing with the owner of the radio station.
Don't do that. Don't dick around.
He said your burps are really bad.
You want to burp for you?
No.
You going to burp in Norton's face?
Hey, Jim.
You gonna burp in Norton's face?
Hold on. Anthony, take over for a second because I gotta whisper to Jim.
Conference with Jim.
Yeah, for one second. Ben, take the mic.
Go ahead. Fabulous. Now, Opie's conferencing with Norton. You know what it is? They're very afraid to say anything about Tom's breath. It's really bad. now. Oh, there's Opie. Yes,
damn
yes.
it. I go make Tom smell your finger after he does the belly button trick.
Oh yeah,
because it's the most horrific smell you'd ever smell.
No, and not quite the most horrific.
Well, whatever. Second most horrific.
Shut up, Tom.
Tom, why don't you go out by the balcony? Tom, they're asking for you out there.
Why don't you go try to save your job with the owner of the radio station?
Tom, go ahead. They're out there for you.
You know how bad you have to be called an annoying drunk at Mardi Gras?
So I go, please, Jim, make him smell your finger, right? Do the belly button trick. Jim's like, you get all bummed. You're like, dude, I washed real well in the shower.
I washed it out.
He goes, I won't have nothing till later. I'm like, ugh.
I got to build up a little sweat.
It's not going to matter later.
Was it like a mission? You purposely like washed out your belly button?
You know how it is. When you're showering, you forget the old belly button, and then you got a nice treat to enjoy alone.
Did you like stick your finger in there and wash it out?
Yeah.
Or like you had a mission?
I have a deep belly button.
Do you?
Yeah, it's awful.
I just the image of Norton showering, please get it out of my head. Get it out!
My pasty little structureless fat body.
All dripping wet.
Yeah, it's gross.
Hey, Rick, we got to get one girl to pose on that couch.
We can do that. I was just down there before, but you guys came in. But there's a...
Well, get one!
Dude, so far, what I've seen, you don't want on that couch.
I don't care. First
you
girl.
You don't want it on that couch.
Rick, first girl. Grab
first
her.
Girl.
Get a girl. First girl you find that agrees to lay on that couch and take pictures, get her up here.
Yeah, let's get a girl up here.
You need any girl.
Even if it is one of the slobs on the street.
You know, I'll tell you one thing. I expected more out of the girls at Mardi Gras. When you watch the girls gone wild, or you see the pictures, I am seeing heifers. Heifers.
Yeah. Marlon Perkins should be down there talking to half of these women.
It looks like some kind of a biker thing.
Dude, it's a major letdown. Last night was okay. Today, it's a letdown. Really, for what we were thinking. Last night was okay, but...
You ever see when they have those biker parties? And you got the... You know, they go down to Daytona or whatnot, and the girls are all showing their pants, and they're all these old, beaten, flabby, fat chicks.
Yeah.
That's what I'm seeing. Well, the babes.
Well, hello, we were talking to a girl that does gangbangs. She's done 5 already, and
she was like the hottest.
And
that's sad.
And she could only get 28 guys to do her. If you're in the gangbang game and you can only get 28 guys,
yeah, oh, Rick,
do the math.
You know what it's like? It's like the Suffolk County Fair. That's the kind of crowd we're looking at downstairs.
Well, try to find a girl. Rick, your mission.
Why don't we go?
Find the girl.
Why don't we go out in the balcony and we'll point out girls and Rick could try to get them up here. How's that sound?
All right, get down there.
We're going back out to the balcony.
We will coordinate.
The owner of the radio station is right in front of us.
Oh, do we have to be cool?
Yeah, we've been told not to mess with him. Not to mess with him. He's
really?
He's yelling at Tom right now.
What's the problem?
I don't know. All right, we're back on the balcony.
Hi, owner of the radio station. How you doing?
Don't mess
very
with me,
well.
Anthony.
Having a good time.
Come on,
thank
you.
You
know the drill?
Us.
I'll give you something if you don't show.
Who is this?
It's Tom.
Oh, I didn't notice from the back. Did you hire Tom?
No, we got him with food stamps.
What made you do that? Does he have photos of you as an animal?
No, not at all.
All right, Tom, it's not about you, so why don't you step back? Okay, thank
now,
you.
Now, Rick is going to be going down onto the street.
Oh, here's Rick right there.
There he is.
Oh, he needs his microphone.
Lower the mic. There he goes. All right.
Look at this. It's like we actually, no wireless. We have to lower a microphone on a wire to Rick. It's like we're trying to get whale sounds, you know? You lower the mic into the ocean.
Right.
Okay, Rick is down on the street of Bourbon Street with the microphone. Rick! No, they don't have your mic on.
Gee, it's surprising you have technical problems here.
Oh, my God, what an awful sounding mic.
Yeah, we can hear you, Rick.
You can hear me?
This is a sea of men. This is...
All right, Rick is getting completely smothered.
That's an awful sounding microphone, by the way.
My name is Sarah.
I wouldn't think anything would work here, Opie. Did you?
All right, they're just babbling. Turn off Rick's mic. It ain't working.
Jake LaMotta's fights have better sound quality.
All right, what is going on, Anthony? Rick is trying to convince some girls to come on up to join the Naughty 90 contest. The last day to qualify is... today. The voting starts tomorrow.
Yeah.
Rick still thinks he's on the air. It's a little gag we're playing on him.
Rick, you're not on. He can't even hear us.
He can't even hear.
All right, why don't we take another break?
Jesus Christ.
I'm trying to hit a fat
Someone's
guy.
Idea. You know something? This this was someone's great idea. Send the show to a place where you can't hear, can't talk, and can't think. Thank you.
And we were sent down to a place where no one has any responsibilities.
At all.
At all.
I'm like, looking at radio station, like owners and the guy like Tom and stuff. And
no, the owner's actually pretty cool. He's the only sober one on this whole balcony. It's Tom that is the problem.
Tom is... I've never seen a guy like that.
There is a manatee down there. I'm trying to knock the drink out of her hand.
Oh, are you? Do it up, man. Do it up.
All right. All right, more target practice from the balcony. Where's Jim?
Hey, get that girl to come up.
Hey, you want to come up?
No.
Come up. We'll take a picture.
All right. We're getting pegged. Why don't we take a break? It's the Opie and Anthony Show. We're broadcasting live from Bourbon Street at Temptations Gentlemen's Club. We'll have more in just a bit. It's the Opie and Anthony Show. We are on Bourbon Street in the heart of Mardi Gras.
Yeah.
At a place called Temptation Gentlemen's Club. At this point, Anthony is, I don't know, 2 or 3 feet next to me. I can't even hear you anymore, bro.
Very difficult. Norton, of course, right here. And the crowd getting louder by the minute. But, very important, as I look inside Opie, there is a girl on the couch doing a naughty nighty shoot with pro photographer Rick taking the pictures.
Look at a lot of people studying Rick's technique, Anthony. All right, we're going back inside. It's so much quieter in here, thank God.
All right, she's got the jeans on. Rick.
Rick.
Well, don't interrupt. He's working.
Oh, you interrupted
Rick,
him.
I'm sorry, the great Rick. What's your name?
Janine,
and you were just down on the street, and did who told you you could come up and do this?
Actually, I ran up and took a picture of a guy eating pizza, and he brought me over for the model search.
Ah, the model search, yes, yes. And I see you're in your nice little black bra, got your jeans on and your boots, and you're looking hot.
Why, thank you.
Anthony, has she flashed anyone yet for beads? Are you flashing for beads?
You don't do that? No.
How about for fear of being injured by a room full of people?
God damn. Why don't you stop it, Norton? Stop with your threats.
She's beautiful. We're taking pictures. Yeah. Unfortunately, we have no internet connection down here on Bourbon Street, so you guys are going to have to check out the pictures, I don't know, when we get back to New York. So.
Yeah.
If we ever get back to New York.
Well, Rick, I don't want to interfere with your work. Go right ahead.
I think she's embarrassed. She's covering up now.
No.
You're right?
Oh, please. What's up?
All the vultures that are swarming around as soon as she took her top off.
These are not vultures. They're fans of Rick's work.
That's right.
They want to see how Rick does these magical pictures.
I've never seen more Yankee caps down here in my life. I'm getting disgusted. Not one Met cap down here, Ann. Not one.
Sorry.
Hey, you know what we're going to do?
What's up?
As we attempt to do a radio show.
Yeah, good luck.
I know what you guys are going to say. The worst broadcast ever. Go F yourselves.
We're coming down here.
We're doing the best we can at this point. Hey, why don't we get Tom, the obnoxious guy that runs the radio station?
Yeah.
His wife is pretty hot.
Yeah.
We're totally convinced when she sobers up, whenever. When do you think his wife will sober up? 2010?
Kind of hard when you're on a 12-year bender.
But when she sobers up, I'm convinced they will get divorced immediately. But in the meantime, Tom is enjoying the hot blonde piece of A that he was able to score. So what we're going to do, though, Ant, we're going to try to get her to flash us.
No, not Tom's eye. Stop,
Tom's
man.
A nice guy. You guys are being mean to Tom's a good guy.
Ben, you're drunk.
No, yeah. Tom's a good guy. I like Tom.
Of course you do.
Of course it's you like do. You find your roommate in a rehab somewhere.
It's like anyone you've known in Boston. You're drunk.
Look at Ben's mouth. I hope my teeth don't look as red as yours.
Hopefully they do. Everyone, look.
Look like you just earned your Red Wings.
Everyone.
Oh, you shouldn't do that. Oh.
It's the sign of the hurricane.
Hey, yeah.
Let's ask Tom if... screw it. I'm going to do it.
Go ahead, Ol.
Hey, Tom. Come here, Tom. We got a question for you.
What's up?
We're having fun, but Ant and I and Jim Norton at this point, we're a little bored.
Yeah,
just Opie, though.
We're a little bored.
I'm not involved in this.
What do you need? Either.
I will not even
talk
be
to me,
part
baby.
Of this.
I'll get you anything you need. What do you need? Anything.
Anything?
Anything. You
anything
know,
I want, I'll get.
Did we talk about this last night?
Anything, right?
Yeah, what do you need?
You learned that I don't skate after all, right?
I know.
But I would love to see your wife's cans.
Where is she?
Wow, I like Tom. Where is she?
Hold up.
He didn't even hesitate. Where's your wife?
The girls are naked out there now.
Hey, station owner, you don't mind if Tom's wife flashes us, do you?
Absolutely. She must do it.
She'll get a raise.
Wired.
She's our consultant.
All right, where's your wife? Where'd she go? Is it really your wife?
Go get her.
Ow! Thanks, Tom.
Tom just tripped over Opie's headphones.
And choked my...
My bad.
And choked me. My bad. I am convinced that that's not even his wife and it's an escort. My bad.
It's got to be.
Breath.
It's way too hot for him. He's got the dexterity of an ox.
In a China shop. All right. Oh,
he's
here comes the wife.
Check.
Hey, Rick, get a photo of this.
Hey, how you doing?
Oh, black
hi.
Man.
Mother of two. We'll be married 12 years next Saturday.
Next Saturday?
Didn't I? I drafted up, huh?
Yeah.
So what do you see in Tom?
He's a fun guy.
Am I not?
He's a very fun guy. Life is not dull.
When was the last time you guys were sober?
Well, her or me?
Both of you.
Me? This morning when I woke up?
No way.
I'm really not a drinker.
No?
Life is never dull. That's the same reason Eva Braun gave.
Well,
come on.
Into it.
Come on.
What?
12 years into it. What am I going to do now?
Tom said that.
That's it.
Tom said you would flash us.
Come on, just for the show. Come on, you'll do
it.
Do
I have to flash right here or on Bourbon Street?
Oh, the crowd, Bourbon Street. We share.
I think the whole crowd of Bourbon Street has to see Tom's wife's boobs. Let's get back on here.
Just to be silly.
Tom's wife, make your way out.
I'm so glad Stinky is working hard for us down here in New Orleans.
What is Stinky doing? Stinky's got like a neck full of beads. He's wooing.
What's happening?
Woo!
We're doing a broadcast thing.
Show me your boob!
All right, here's Tom's wife. Stinky, move out of my way because this is a special for Ant and I.
I can only hope a bead hits Tom in the temple in that spot that makes him drop dead.
Let's work it a little bit here, all right?
What do you want me to do?
She's shaking.
You guys want to see this or what, huh?
Yeah, the crowd on Bourbon Street, very receptive. Beats flying already, Opie.
Tom's hot blonde wife.
Wow,
this should get quite a reaction.
Look at Norton, get your head off her shoulder.
Right, the crowd is going nuts as she teases the crowd. Tom's wife getting ready to flash all of Bourbon Street.
It's Tom's wife, Stinky.
Wow.
Opie, Stinky didn't know it was Tom's wife.
Wow, nice. Tom, what a beautiful wife. God bless.
The first one dressed up.
Oh, really?
Nice. Very nice.
Very nice.
All right, we're going back in because it's crazy out here. She showed her boobs in, and it was like Barry Bonds hitting a homer. All the flashes went on.
Oh, yeah. The beads were flying.
The beads were flying. All right, we're going to go back inside.
God, because I can't hear a thing out there. Oh, my God. I swear to God, it is the most primal thing to stand out on that balcony and look at the crowd.
Hey, let's look.
Tom's wife.
It was Tom's wife. Let's see how far we can take this with Tom. Hey, Tom, can you come over here again?
No, dude, come on, man.
What?
The guy's effed off.
Tom, what else can we get from your wife?
What you got? What you offering, though?
Well, you know, we're your number one show here in New Orleans.
I think she should do the Naughty 90 contest. She just, yeah. I mean, our youngest is 2 years old, and she's all paranoid about her body and stuff. But look, if you go to
your
Tom...
Your 2 year old paranoid about her body?
No, she is...
Oh, the wife. Okay,
look,
I'm sorry,
if
Tom.
To, if you got the internet right here, yeah. TomPhillips1L.com, you can see her on the internet. Just nothing...
Wait a minute, wait.
TomPhillips.com with 1L.
Kidding?
TomPhillips. .com. It's
Opie.
A family website, but it's not a bad picture.
It's are you kidding?
Website. No.
You honestly have a website.
Dude, the guy's got a website.
I know. If you go there, you could get the date of the gangbang party.
No.
Oh, that was the other lady. I'm sorry.
No,
it was the other blonde, Tom.
Why
I'm
you
sorry.
Doing this to me?
Hey, because we're at Temptations Gentlemen's Club.
Dick, oh.
Do you think your wife would maybe do a dance out on the stage?
Uh-oh.
Would you do a dance on the stage for Tom?
No.
No?
Tom doesn't have enough money right now.
We do.
We'll give you a couple of bucks.
Bastards.
Tom, could you use some money if we slip a few down your wife's G-string?
Yeah, I could. I could use a little bit.
Tom's into it, man. Could you get your wife to dance up on the stage here at Temptation?
I don't know if I can, dude. You heard her.
Look at Tom.
All right.
My bad.
We had a dump out of Tom.
We're dumping Tom.
You run
Tom.
The radio station, don't you?
I know. 7:30 words. I heard them before. George
Carlin. And that was one of them.
No,
he's used three already. We've only been on the air like two and a half hours.
So we'll just keep me going. I'll use the other, whatever. What's my math?
Three minus eight, four, Tom.
Five.
You use three, and there's seven.
Yeah, Tom, you said there were seven.
That's
use
not
three.
Eight.
Do the math, you.
There's eight wonders and
oh,
seven
it's
dirty
bastard.
Words.
Oh, bastard, shut up.
Excuse me. Yes, Rick? She wants to know if she's done with her shirt off.
Are you done with your shirt off? You know something?
I did.
Keep that off the whole time, and you won't get one complaint, believe me.
Get with the program. My wife flash. You're not even her. Get naked. Shuck them.
Is your boyfriend here?
No, I'm single.
Oh.
Why are you single?
I choose to be. It's better that way.
Would you like to make a little cash in New Orleans, would you?
My wife was checking you out, though. She wasn't.
All right, Tom. It's not a bad idea. Yeah, any option to you, Tom.
Yeah, Tom,
you have a shot. Wow, she's single, dude.
You have a better chance at mouth cancer.
His wife would check out anybody
Jim,
as opposed to him.
I just floored him. I just floored you, man.
Well, we're back outside now because all we can possibly do is run out here on the balcony and then get chased away from the crowd and then run back inside and get chased away by Tom.
Yeah, there's no safe haven for
there
us down here.
There is not one safe place.
Hey, look at all the WOW stickers. They
are those the Philly guys?
Our hardcore listeners
yeah,
have finally figured
out
where we are. Hey, bros, what's up?
There's a ton of WOW stickers
who's
in front of us.
Opie sucks.
Who's the chick with the beads? Huh? Oh, you're throwing beads out? Yeah. Yeah, okay. Wait, I want to hit. Hold on. I want to hit somebody. Hold on. See that? Oh, see the drink that's hanging on the rail?
I'll give you $10. You knock that off.
Oh, dang.
Almost.
Just long. God, I got the right line. I can't get the range. Let me try one more. Because he didn't notice. He didn't notice that I even did it.
And, almost there.
One more. Way low. I'm off now. What a blast just effing with people. Oh, we got some more pornography to hand out to the crowd?
Thank you, Tom. Tom has been handing us DVD porn.
Tom's wife isn't featured in this, is he? Is she? No?
No.
All right. Just asking, Tom.
Oh, we're handing out Doc's Best Pops. Doc's Best Pops.
I see some sea-sucking on that DVD. Gotta throw that to the crowd, Opie. They'll love it.
The,
and what is this?
It says the BJ Adventures of Dr. Fellatio. Okay. We got to thank Adult Video Paradise here in Louisiana.
Oh, but look, I got a Stubbies.
What the hell's a Stubby?
It looks like a butt plug.
Oh, look at that.
Or some type of a dildo device.
The mushroom.
It's called the mushroom. Wouldn't it be good? I would think at Mardi Gras we could get a girl to use this. up here on the balcony.
You know what? We need more girls up here.
Exactly.
More girls, less Tom.
Two girls and 40 rods.
Rick, take the stubbies down there. Find a girl that will come up here and use it in front of the crowd.
Hey, yeah, well, let's go back inside. We're going to talk to a guy that's been to 48 Mardi Gras.
Isn't that Tom?
This is the type of guest you get when you're a top-rated radio show in America.
Jesus Christ.
Come on, Jim. Let's go inside here.
All right, open.
All right.
Let's mosey back. What a cluster F. Jesus.
This is Lou, Anthony. He's been to 48 Mardi Gras.
There it is.
I was the guy that was throwing beads at you guys from across the way.
Oh,
range.
Yeah.
Dude, you knocked me out. It was totally an accident, man.
I hit you in the back.
Yeah, you did.
That was good. Yeah. I felt good about myself.
It was great. Good little Mardi Gras war, you know.
So you've been to 48 Mardi Gras?
Yeah, man.
Old guy, you know. What's the craziest thing you ever saw down here?
Can I say this on the air? I mean,
well, you know what? We can pretty much say whatever we want as long as we talk in code.
Use it
as a pretty
smart language.
There you go. No, I walked into a friend of mine's bar, and they had a girl that was sort of laid out, and about five guys were sort of taking advantage of her, if you know what I mean.
All of the different places were being utilized?
Yeah, exactly.
Wow. When was that?
Pretty crazy. This was in 1975.
It wasn't Tom's wife, was it? Okay. I'm just making sure.
You never know. Mardi Gras is anything goes, guys. No rules.
Are you from down here?
Yeah, I'm born and raised in New Orleans, man. You know.
I thought most of the locals don't come down here, though.
Oh, no, man. You know, like, we've got that balcony right across from you guys. So when we leave here, we're going to bomb you again when we get back over there. You know.
That's okay. Bomb us all you want. We'll throw back.
Oh, you got him back.
We'll throw down.
We're entertained by the bead wars.
Yeah, which was great. Especially your little act that you had going on.
Oh,
outside.
You like that,
cool.
Did you?
We saw that from the balcony. You know.
What act would that be, sir?
What's that?
What act would that be?
I don't know. Some girl was on her knees.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
It was the praying portion.
Yeah.
She was on her knees praying.
We really don't know
what
was going
on,
Anthony.
No one could really see anything.
A little rain, you know.
Uh-oh. Sounds
like. But glad to have you guys down for Mardi Gras.
Cool. Well, get back on your balcony so we can, like, peg each other.
From across the way there. We'll throw you some more beads and everything.
Rick, Tom.
We also want to thank Bacardi for hooking us up with Temptations Gentlemen's Club. That's where we're broadcasting from on Bourbon Street. So they've been very, very nice so far. Who's this? And what's this? What's your name, bro?
My name is Chris Grassy. I just ran 8 blocks to get you that drink.
Philly.
What is that? You're from Philly?
I'm from Philly.
Hey, this is nice. What is this one?
A hand grenade. It's called a hand grenade. I brought one from Arrested Boys.
There you go. Give it to Ben over here. Ben will drink the hand grenade.
Ben's barely standing.
I'm still,
And what's your name?
My name's Sarah Weitzenkorn. I'm from Ocean Township, New Jersey.
Jersey. Are you a listener from the New York area?
I'm from Jersey, yes.
But do you know the show?
Yeah.
Cool.
She flashed downstairs before, didn't you? She flashed. She had really nice.
Can we see? Will you give the crowd a little of you? Yeah, let's bring her out, because she's one of the nicer-looking ladies here at Mardi Gras. Come on out here. New Jersey, represent in. All right, we're back out on the balcony. What a silly, silly little show. A silly show. You do a little small talk inside. Talk about stuff you could care less about. Then you get a girl and you bring her back out on the balcony and you have her flash.
The girls.
All right, everyone out of our way for a second here. You guys.
There they go. Yeah. Now they're getting thrilled.
I like this. We bring our latest talent out onto the balcony.
Yes.
You guys want to see this or what, huh? For it. All right, here we go, Anthony.
Here we go.
Watch this reaction. We're going to get a great reaction right here. Jim was right. Very nice.
Yeah, those are very,
very,
very
nice.
You know, they don't look like they would be either, but when you lift the shirt, they're amazing.
Thank you very much.
And Norton's a pro.
Yeah, I'd give you cash.
All right, back inside. At this point, Bourbon Street...
Yeah.
It'll take you probably an hour to walk a block.
Yeah,
is that fair to
nowhere.
Say? Is that fair to say?
Absolutely.
People are making that gesture. You need a drink.
No, we need no... Oh, my God, look out, Norton. That almost hit him. Jim, once again, forgetting that he's doing a radio show with us and just trying to...
He's picking up chicks. He's trying.
I'm walking around in the balcony just rubbing my helmet and hoping somebody is drunk enough to go home with me.
But his mic is on.
But I'm striking out in Mardi Gras. It's what kind of a fat-breasted zilch strikes out in this alcoholism fest? Out of my garbage.
How does it feel to be completely sober at an event
that is known for drunks?
Awful.
Is it?
Yeah. One-word answer. Awful.
You all right, Jim?
Yeah, you're a little on edge. You all right?
Jim hit someone with those. He's got a big ball.
Well, that's the only thing I felt good about down here is aiming at fat people with beverages.
Look at her. See her up there? She's got a drink teetering on
her. I want to pelt somebody on the ground.
Hit her hard.
Go ahead, Jim. Jim's walking out onto the balcony with another handful of beads.
It is fun just hitting people.
Oh, there's a beer right there.
There's Jim.
But he hit someone else in the face.
Hey, is Tom's wife going to be in the Naughty 90 contest?
I hope we can.
She has less and less clothes on the couch over there.
Yeah.
No, who's this? What's your name, bro?
Me? Brian.
What are you doing, man?
Hey, don't matter. I heard you guys on the radio. I was from Long Island.
Hey, Long Island.
Town over Huntington. What's up, guys? I came straight down here, and here I am.
Have you seen anything crazy yet down here?
Besides the obvious, I'd like to see a little downtown action and have
a little clam, right?
Yes. We need
There's not
clam.
Enough clam.
You see anything really crazy though, like somebody sober reading a book?
Thank God we have Jim.
I want clam.
Yeah, hey Rick. Rick hates when we give him these jobs.
Rick is not doing his job.
Rick, we have a problem. We need you to go downstairs to the street again and find us some clam.
We need clam. You gotta. Oh my God.
What about Tom's wife?
She's not. Nah. She ain't doing it.
Well, let's ask Tom.
Oh, you can help us out?
Hey, Tom. Come here, Tom.
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 Your mission.
Okay.
Go down on the street, find us some clam. Get some girls to come up here that want to show the clam. You know,
oh my God!
Four down, three to go.
All right, well.
He just said the F word again! Just to give people an idea, because we talk about.
Oh, fuck!
We talk about Ken Stevens, rock in New York.
Yeah.
Tom, by title, is the Ken Stevens of New Orleans, okay? Could you imagine Ken going on our show and cursing five times within 2.5 hours? Never. Never.
My bad, guys.
I suck. What happened, Norton?
You missed again?
Yeah, I was going for a headshot. I missed it by about an inch.
All right, so is Tom, you going to find us some clam down there?
I'm going to work on it, guys. Because I love you guys. You know I love you guys, don't you?
Find a girl that wants to come up and go out on that balcony and show our fans her clam.
Okay, you like my jet speeds?
That's Giants.
That's a Giants logo there, Tom.
Oh, my bad.
All right, thank you, Tom. By the way, your wife is getting very friendly with a couple of girls on the couch.
Oh,
I got no problem with that. That ain't cheating.
Oh, Rick.
That ain't cheating.
She's getting friendly with your wife.
Hey, Rick, we're going to go back to our house. We got a hot tub, baby.
Oh, God. Hey, Rick, he wants to have a little...
A little swapping.
No swapping. Me and you will just kick back, have a couple of beers, and we'll watch the Bronze run.
Oh, man.
That's his wife.
You down with that, Rick?
No, I'm not down with that, dude.
Hey, dude, chicks on chicks ain't cheating.
Yeah, it's true. Have you done this before, Tom? Maybe a couple of people over.
Allegedly.
You know, but right. Somehow.
What else will your wife do for us?
I don't know.
They're drinking hand grenades. This is going to be bad. You must like...
I don't know. I really don't.
Tom.
I mean, I'm trying to milk it to everything we can do.
Pretty good though, right? Like, she's pretty good though, right?
Oh.
Like crazy, right?
Curls my toes like Patty's toenails.
Oh. Do you wake up in the morning wondering why she's with you?
Every now and then I have, you know what I mean? Come on.
All right, Tom. Okay. Thank you.
At least I'm honest on that one.
You're very honest. We like honest people, so you're doing well.
I've already got her. We got the two kids and everything, so it's pretty much a sealed deal, you know? I mean, I got her. She's mine.
But occasionally, the hot tub, the other couple, you're open to that.
Hopefully just a chick.
You're open
hard
to that.
Hard to find just the chicks, you know?
Yeah. You know, two men sitting in the hot tub.
Yeah.
Hair bubbling through the skimmer.
You gotta have somebody
one stands up and tickles his friend's chin. Nobody looks.
You usually got to have some dude tagging along like Norton, you know? Fun life with Norton.
Yeah, but it's Jesus all fun, right?
H.
You're making fun of Jim?
Kinda, I am.
What do you say?
He's making fun of you.
Hairy shoulders slipping up from the hot tub. Rub him.
You sound a lot older on the radio, Norton.
Oh, all right.
Great. That's great, Tom.
Jim is 10 minutes away from unleashing on Tom.
Why?
I can't wait.
I love Jim.
Yeah, sorry.
He's got those bumps in his head, though. Look, wait, he shaved.
Oh, we're going to start pointing out imperfections now.
All right, Jim,
okay.
Your turn.
Jim,
your turn, Norton.
To you, Jim.
It's good to be in New Orleans. Everybody here has been
very
nice.
Any imperfections you want
to
pick out on Tom?
There's about 5'11" of them.
Anything, Jim?
No.
Okay.
All right, why don't we move out to the balcony?
Okay.
Thank you, Tom.
That's all we're doing is going back
and forth.
Hey, Jim?
Yeah.
You're a wimp.
No, I just, you know.
I look forward to Tom's next curse on the air.
Your line should have been more flossing, less drinking.
We need another showing.
We need another showing, yeah. Wow. Absolutely.
All right, what are we doing at? We got another really good-looking girl.
His wife ain't coming back out.
All right. I think at this point we can take another break.
All right.
And then, we need more girls up here, though. We got to send someone down and bring chicks back.
Rick or something, got to go down, get some girls that are willing to show the clam and bring them up here on the balcony. Because now it's getting insane. The whole balcony's full. The street packed with people. Every balcony across the way, above, below, full. We need chicks.
All right. Also, we want to thank McCarty for helping us out with the party down here at Mardi Gras, Anthony.
Why would we thank a company that has completely screwed this show up? McCarty.
And people are just talking to you like you're not doing anything but standing around. They're walking up like, hey, I saw you at the Stress Factory. Thank you. There's 18 cities listening to this.
Yeah. As you got the mic in front, you're trying to do a show. People are just talking to you, having a conversation.
Hey, dude, where'd you get that?
Jim, what is it going to take for you to just unload on Tom?
2 hour and 42-minute plane ride.
You're not ready to do it?
No.
It'll do it for you.
We're having fun in New Orleans.
I bet.
Accommodations are nice. You know, everything's been convenient.
Liar.
It's been good.
Okay.
Liar.
We'll be back. It's Opie and Anthony broadcasting live. Temptations Gentlemen's Club right in the middle of Bourbon Street. It's Mardi Gras, and stay there.
I'm a mental case.
Yeah.
107 WNEW.
Show broadcasting live from Temptations Gentlemen's Club on Bourbon Street. It's Mardi Gras.
Unbelievable. I've never seen
a place so out of control, so drunk. What are the? Are these trannies? What are they?
Where?
Are they? Are they real chicks?
You know what?
Dude, they're trannies.
I can't really
these
tell you.
These are dudes. These are dudes. Are you Stop
a,
it.
Is that a dude? Can I can't tell. S. Norton.
Where?
Norton. What is this?
Norton.
What? Are those dudes or chicks?
They're guys. What are you, I can spot that from across the street.
Yeah, that's a dude. Hey, fella.
Hey, fellas.
Hey, look, you're out of state. No one's looking. It's not gay.
All right. We are obviously losing this battle. I mean, at this point, the people that are in charge, they don't even know what they're doing. They're just picking up microphones and talking into it and doing fake interviews with girls. And it's just ugly. There are so many listeners in front of our location right now with WOW stickers. Some guys, they just opened up a huge WOW banner. It had to be like 10 by 15 feet.
Big black banner with white spray paint. WOW, Opie and Anthony. I never thought we'd see as many fans as we're seeing today.
And they're all—they're from all over the country. A lot of New Yorkers, but Philly representing. It seems like we have quite an audience down here in New Orleans.
I'm noticing as we spend more hours out here, the crowd's getting huger and drunker.
Yeah.
And I'm getting pelted every 2 seconds now with beads. These asses.
Out of control. I think we got more girls that we invited up to the balcony. At this point, the show has become just finding the hottest girls on the street, bringing them up to the balcony.
Really isn't anything else that's going to go on here. Please, let's be realistic. They sent us into the belly of the beast here. They gave us drinks, girls.
I mean, what the hell are they expecting? Oh, we thought the owner of the radio station down there, down here, knew what he was doing.
No.
We were wrong. We knew that as soon as we met him at the airport.
Tom's a madman. I've never met a guy that runs a radio station that gets dumped on him 5 times and doesn't even see a problem. He's like, dude, Opie's getting on my case about swearing. I'm like, Tom,
look at me being the responsible one. What happened?
It's the radio. You can't the F word.
When did I become such the F bag?
The guy doesn't.
Meanwhile, he's spiking Opie's water. So
no, at this point.
Oh my God, dude! Did you drink anything he gave you?
No joke.
Honest, I'm totally
no
serious.
Joke. At this point, I don't trust anyone. So Ben's job, I had to stop drinking the Hurricanes and all that other crap. The
I haven't
grenades,
put mine
the
down.
Hurricanes. Well, dude, you do this for a living. I'm a wimp when it comes
you
to
you. Got Tom Brick lip locking over your nose. You don't need that.
So it's Ben's job, and obviously, Ben, you're doing a great job. Thank you.
I can see it.
I gave Ben one job. Just watch my water.
And I gave it to Tom. I was like, Tom, go spike it.
All right, I'm going to be honest. Would you be surprised if you drank the water and there was ecstasy in it?
Absolutely not.
Yeah.
Let's just say,
tell me about it.
Let's just say, and I'm not going to name names, but I'm seeing things. I'm saying things.
I've seen enough.
So I have stopped taking drinks from people.
It seems that a lot more stuff is legal or tolerated here in New Orleans than it is anywhere else in the country. Because I have seen more sex acts, more drugs, and more very bad use of liquor.
Who would have thought we would have shocked Bourbon Street with our little act earlier in the show?
Yeah.
We had the Hummer Girl come here, and she supposedly did some things on the balcony that she wasn't supposed to do.
And the cops
came flying from all directions to make sure everything was kosher.
We should have kept her for now.
Dude, everything is allowed here.
Yeah, that's what it seems like.
Rape is allowed if you follow it up with an apology.
Oh, there's your water now, Opie. I swear I would not drink. You're drinking it. You're insane.
Tom,
it's been out of your sight.
And what's Stinky's job down here?
Nothing.
I have no idea.
Stinky's job is to throw beads to the crowd and go,
woo!
Yeah, you got to watch out. The guys with WOW stickers now throwing beads at us at some velocity.
Hey, Rick, do we have more girls coming up? Or?
All right, here's the situation. We had nine very hot college girls from Indiana University who were not allowed in the club because of some problem. So the girls ended up leaving after waiting 10 minutes.
What was the problem? We could have just did it on the street here.
Did Tom harass them? Was that the problem?
The problem was, I guess there's some problem here at Temptation. They weren't going to let extra girls in or whatever.
Yeah.
They're trying to work out the deal so we can get chicks in here, but I had nine hot pieces of clam set up.
Wait, there's a really drunk girl in a tight red top that I do believe is about to start showing some boobies.
Wow, she is so
Rick,
drunk.
Get your digital camera.
Here
man.
It goes. Look how drunk she is.
Get the digital camera on this girl.
Great.
This is going to be a great shot when we get back to New York. Wait, she's going for
the
jeans.
She wants to see some guy's junk.
Stop.
Show your cans.
No, it's Jesus wild. Tank. When a girl starts flirting with the fact that she might show her boobs, the crowd just engulfs her.
Yeah.
With video cameras and digital cameras and the like. Like, look at this blonde. She just kind of started flirting like, well, maybe I'll show. And now she's literally got hundreds of guys around her.
The center
hundreds.
Of attention. Tom's trying to give us stuff again.
Tom, what are you trying to give us?
Let him curse again.
Man, look, I just want to say, look at these temptation beads. You can see anything you want for these. And if you come down here, I'm sure you can get them at a small nominal fee. And they're really cool. Look at them, see?
Great, like, Tom.
Freaking out.
Thanks,
yeah, Tom, those beads look cooler than all the other beads we've seen today. All right, so I don't know what's going on with this hot blonde over here with the red top, but now she's unzipping. She's unzipping her fly. Yeah, she is. She's showing her red panties, Anthony, that matches the red top.
Hey, show those! What the hell's she doing? You know, don't tease the crowd. Don't tease. Norton will come down there and teach you a lesson.
Yeah, I don't think anything's going to happen with that girl.
Nah. A lot of teases I've noticed down here, too. Oh, there's that big fat girl again. What? Really? Oh, there's such a bunch of fat women that are willing to show, yet the hot ones... They're not doing anything.
It's funny. I mean, that girl, the fat lady has no problem just walking right through the crowd.
No.
The hot girls, it takes them an hour to walk a block. The fat girls, it takes them 2 minutes. Oh, look, the blonde was a CT, and the crowd is not happy about that.
Wow, look at that.
I've noticed this, man. If you're, you know, a good-looking lady down here, and you don't, like, start teasing, you know, the guys will leave you alone. But as soon as you start teasing that you might show something, then that's where the problems begin.
Yeah, then people freak out. They want to see it.
And then they get mad if you don't deliver on your promise. God,
look at that.
Looks like we have a lot of guys that like our show. What is this about?
It's all guys, Opie.
No,
I'm not. Oh, nice shot.
Answer's got
the head. Just nailed me on the head. At least I saw it coming. I turned my head.
I think he was insulted by what we were saying. We like that guys are listening to us, but if you're down here on Bourbon Street, you're hoping to see some of the ladies that listen to us, right?
Oh, my God, I just got nailed.
You
in
got
my head.
Clocked.
These people are out of control.
Great
man.
Place for a child right there, huh?
Yeah, this guy
who brings their kid to Mardi Gras.
This guy has his child no more than 8 months old on his back in one of those cabooses as he's trying to make his way through the crowd.
And the kid's drinking a hurricane, which is really, really frightening.
This is why I love this Bacardi girl. She hands me beads and she goes, hit the baby, hit the baby.
Did she really say that?
Yeah, and that's why,
yes,
why
Tom.
I want to marry you.
You make it sound like I'm a dick or something.
Uh-oh.
Why don't you throw somebody these?
I'll throw these.
All right, Tom.
We'll
throw
your beads.
Negotiate and see some breast is
here. All right. Thank you, Tom.
He is out of control now. He's so drunk.
Jesus Christ. We're just looking around and trying to take it all in at this point.
Yeah, this was probably one of the worst ideas for a remote we've ever done.
Yeah, I think next week we can broadcast maybe out of Crown Heights during the riots. That'd be nice.
Yeah, because there's nothing. It's completely distracting, the crowd.
Yeah.
No one stops giving you booze.
Yeah.
And then you're just waiting to see cans.
At this point, we could announce the cure for cancer and no one will hear
no
us.
No one will care.
No one will care.
I'm going to drop it on the cameraman's head. Oh, no, the sound guy. Watch.
I'm amazed by
I hit the guy next one.
I'm amazed at how many professional camera crews are down here just checking out the whole scene.
They're waiting to get the next Girls Gone Wild video up.
Look at that guy with a wow sticker. There's so many
the
wow
place.
Stickers on the guys' backs down here.
And the place just packing out. All I can think is that by the time we're off the air and no one has to tolerate this program anymore,
we are going to probably do 50 illegal things
that
we cannot possibly do right now.
Hey, is the Homer Girl coming back?
That would be nice.
I think the Homer Girl's coming back on the show today.
Bring out on the balcony and give her Hummer.
Also,
I can't function like this. I'm looking around, and it's impossible to do a program.
Most of these people don't even know their names.
Oh, there you go.
We got to thank Bacardi for helping us out with this party today.
Bacardi.
Who are you staring at, Ant?
The girl just showed her cans right there.
Which one?
With the sunglasses.
Very nice. Very nice.
Very nice.
All right.
Give me a break.
Is Jimmy still broadcasting with us?
Yeah. Look at the guy with beads and throwing them at people.
Hey, Jim, look at the guy with the penis nose.
Wait.
Hudla.
Look what he has on his nose there, Jimmy.
Penis nose guy.
How cute.
God, I wish I had beads. I'd drop them right on his head. Drop it on his head.
A girl, a really disgusting mess, tried to show her cans, and no one would give her the time of day.
Well, that's 90% of it. Hey, who are these girls?
Do we know who these girls are?
Hi!
One of the girls that we brought to you for Stuff Magazine.
Ah!
The model search, right?
Exactly. The model search for Stuff Magazine we picked up off the street, and she has a chance to be in Stuff, which is great.
Yeah. You like Stuff?
What's your name?
Andrea.
You like junk?
Wow.
She looks really scared.
I don't know why. Are you scared?
Because I think this is fake.
No,
I'm
it's
sorry.
Not. See, we got the magazine right here and everything. You know Opie and Anthony?
She goes, do you know Opie and Anthony? She doesn't even know her own name.
No. Hey, you've been enjoying Mardi Gras? Do you say anything? Do you talk?
No, I just don't know what to say to you.
Oh, my gosh. She pushed the mic in Opie's face.
Pushed the mic back in Opie's face.
Fight. What's the matter?
Wow. What's wrong?
What's the matter, baby?
Don't worry about it. It's just a microphone.
Yeah. It's not like it's a nutritious meal. Don't shove it away.
Wow.
Wow, you're picking the best girls down there.
Thanks a lot.
What's the matter? Are you upset?
Sorry.
Are you upset with being here?
No, I'm not upset. I just don't know why you guys
wow.
up here.
You're having fun.
I like a woman who recognizes, look, there's nothing I have to say.
I don't understand.
She keeps pushing the mic away from
us. She doesn't even. She's saying, I don't understand. So why don't we let her loose? Why don't we throw her back, as they say? She's pushing the mic away from her face.
Hey, good choice.
Wasn't my choice, but they brought us down. But they're looking outside and scouting, so.
What'd she think we brought her up here for?
I'm not really sure they explained her, but I think she's had a few too many, possibly.
You think?
Oh, she was intoxicated. She was intoxicated.
She was a little, but she was cute, no?
Yeah.
Forget about that.
She was cute.
But, you know, when you're trying to talk on the radio, actually talking is a good thing.
You have to talk for the radio.
When she nodded and shook her head and then pushed the microphone away.
Do you have another sex tip for us?
Sex tips. You guys have to, God. I guess to sum it up in a nutshell, go slow, be very, very tantalizing, and be good.
But how about if you feel like
seriously,
you're going to finish soon?
I'm so confused, but why?
No, like be good. That's like,
what does
kind of
be
general,
good mean?
Kind of general.
Well, I can give you a lot of very specific techniques, but I don't think I can say them on the air.
Oh, really?
Really?
But work around it. I want you to try.
Oh, goodness.
Let me hear.
Well, oh my God, you guys are all around me looking eagerly.
Look, I'm awful.
Please,
I'll
Yoda,
any
teach
advice
us.
I can get.
Awful.
Yeah, what do you think?
Well, I mean, I think you should touch really, really lightly. I think there's a way to, like, touch a woman's body where it feels completely electrified. Like, if you're just, like, almost hovering over
just
her body, kind of like
her.
And I'm touching
yeah.
her. Yeah. So like
barely
that?
Touching.
Very nice.
Where are the spots? Like, where should you touch would feel good?
Really?
Where on your body?
Where does a girl like to be touched besides the obvious?
Oh, my God. There are so many places. Back of the knees.
Oh, that's a good one.
Elbows.
Lower back good?
Lower back. A lot of women like it when you touch their butt, actually, and just kind of grab it a little
bit. Tongue in the balloon knot?
I don't even know what that means.
Do you know what the balloon knot is?
I don't know what a balloon knot is.
Do you give up the balloon knot?
I don't know what a balloon knot is, so I don't know. Probably not,
okay.
But that's what I'm thinking.
Blow up a balloon, right?
Yes.
Now you tie in the knot, right?
Okay.
Now you look into the end of the balloon that you just tied in the knot. What does it kind of look like?
Oh, that.
Right. Okay. So do the girls like the tongue in the balloon knot?
Some women do.
Yeah.
Some women love it. But you have to feel around first to make sure.
I guess that's
you
not like
just
a...
You can't go there.
It's not a first
guys,
date thing.
And don't let it slip. You know, some guys are like, oh, I'm sorry, it slipped. Don't do that.
What do we know?
Don't
do that.
I was like, oh, when you're in one and you go in the other.
Right.
I never do that. I just do it and then give a good punch to the kidney.
Oh, this is good. Like these people don't need more problems. They're giving us medicine balls to throw out to the crowd. That's smart.
A big Bacardi beach ball.
It weighs about 50 pounds. They said, throw these. There they go. Here, give us another one.
How about one filled with lead? I'd like to see that.
Hey, does Whitney Houston like the blue nut?
That's classified. Classified.
Yeah, the sister's
Norton
like
will tell
that.
You later.
Oh.
That's love a good connection. Sign.
Love connection.
That's a bad sign, though.
All right, we just threw out the huge medicine balls, and
it's
not
already down
out.
The street.
All right.
These guys are attacking us. They're trying to smack.
This guy just went to hit a girl in the head.
Know what it is?
All right. It's getting crazy again.
Yeah.
They realize we have all the beads, and they get pissed if we're not throwing enough out into the crowd.
And then they throw them hard at us.
There you go.
Oh, there's a second ball out on the street. I don't even know how to describe this anymore. It's a sea of drunk people. If you've never been here, I would say once in your life, you should come down and just get hammered with thousands of people.
And the day has just begun because, man, we were on the other side of this. We were on Bourbon Street at like 2 in the morning.
Yeah.
And they were still this crazy.
Yeah, it goes on and on. No, let me grab some beads. I want to throw them at someone's head. Oh, wow, this is a heavy batch, dude.
Ant, do you know this guy from the plane ride down?
Yeah, this is the guy that hated us when he first got on the plane.
I didn't hate you guys when I was on the plane. I was just tired. I was trying to do my homework.
Homework,
yeah.
You're doing homework on the way to Mardi Gras?
Yeah, but then this guy bought me a drink, and I just couldn't stop.
And then he kept drinking.
Kept drinking. It's like, yo, miss, yo, you dropped this. And everyone's walking by, and they hated us by the end of the fight.
This guy hated me and Stinky's guts and became our friend.
They're funny guys. What can you do?
Hey, Randy Quaid, how long are you down here for?
I don't know. Until I find a new girlfriend.
What kind of homework were you doing?
It's the worst homework I've done in my life. My African literature studies course. Ugh.
African literature?
Hey, look, I'm an English major. I'm a little like this.
Where's your class trip to Rikers Island?
Exactly.
Nice. He studies Ebonic poems.
Just a little bit of erotic poems, only written by guys.
All right, Tom, we get it. Look at what Tom's doing.
What's Tom doing now?
Tom, get over here. Here comes Tom again.
Tom's so hammered, man. How this guy is in charge of a radio station.
Anthony, Fox News is live. We should really mess with them.
Fox!
Here, get us beads. Oh, he just gave us the finger. He just gave us the finger.
Come on, Fox. Fox!
Oh, I'm sorry.
The New Orleans version of Fox. This guy is so pissed off.
He is really panicking right now.
There's a guy. He's live. He looks like the only guy that doesn't belong here, and he's getting all pissed off because people are throwing beads as he's trying to do a live.
Dude, I'm waiting until he goes to a shot.
From the balcony.
Yeah. I'm waiting until he goes to a shot, and I swear.
He's flipping the bird.
He's giving us the finger.
Dude, we're not doing it.
He's giving us the finger.
He's a fat man with red hair, and he's trying to look tough and angry.
Look, he's getting all mad. What do you expect?
Oh, yeah. He's all pissed off.
He is all pissed off. Look, they're not even going to go live. They don't even trust us. It's not even a live shot. I think they're doing a tape piece, and they're realizing that it's just not going to happen. Someone nailed him in the head. Trust me, the guy deserves it. Okay, they're throwing back now.
There is a bead war going on now that is worse than any other one we've been in. They're flying.
Hey,
the
Tom.
Fox guy is so
where's Tom?
Cool.
Do you know that Fox guy? What does he do?
He doesn't do... Yeah, he just stands there and looks pretty reasonable with a teleprompter.
You ever seen him?
Do you know who he is? Is he the local Fox guy?
No. Oh, yeah, I do know. He's Hugo Lick-A-Nut.
What?
Hugo Lick-A-Nut.
Hugo Lick-A-Nut?
Hugo Lick-A-Nut. Yeah, he's like...
Oh, that's a wacky
guy.
Name he's coming out with, Opie.
Yeah, that's cute.
He's being zanerific now.
That's funny radio if you're in Des Moines. All right, Anthony, I guess we'll take... another break.
Yeah, but... Oh, stop.
Tom. What are you doing, Anthony?
His wife is... Tom's wife is next to me, and he pulled out the bottom of her pants to show me
and
her ass.
Showed her song.
Look, it's a nice blue thong.
That's nice, Tom.
We can see for ourselves how your wife's got a thong.
I don't
want to
see your
on.
Wife's ass.
I couldn't hear you, but I love you.
All right.
Well, I, you know, I kind of feel bad.
He's exploiting you. Okay, and we are live on Bourbon Street. It's Temptations Gentlemen's Club. I think we're going to take a little break, yeah.
Yeah, why not?
You think anyone's listening to this at this point?
Hell no.
All right. Stay there. Opie. I'm the dick.
Anthony.
I'm an ass.
This is the Opie and Anthony Show.
Why?
WNEW.
Show. We're broadcasting live on the balcony overlooking Bourbon Street. It's Mardi Gras. We're at Temptations Gentlemen's Club. At this point, if you thought it couldn't get any more obnoxious, there's a guy up here on the balcony with us just blasting a megaphone horn in our ears. Where is that loser? It is unbelievable how this show has developed. If you guys were listening when we first got on the air, it was very controlled. It was like Ant and I with three cute little stools on the balcony overlooking Bourbon Street.
Like we thought it was going to stay that way.
And there was like, you know, there was a lot of people on Bourbon Street, but it was controlled. There was maybe 100 people in front of our balcony having a good time. But in general, nothing was really happening. At this point, 2.5, 3 hours later, Anthony, we can't even move. You're I don't know, a foot away from me. I can't hear you unless they crank up these headphones. We got some a-hole with a megaphone just screaming in our ears. We're getting pelted by bees from all angles. Yeah. We have to duck underneath this railing so we don't get killed.
It's very hard to do a program. As a matter of fact,
we lost Jim Norton at least an hour ago. Yeah. He's got the hot chick from Bacardi on his lap.
He's always got it.
Like you have a chance, dude. Like you have a chance with the Whitney Houston girl before Bobby Brown got hold of her.
Would you have sex with Jim Norton?
Of course I would.
She would. See, there's something about Norton. He's got this animal magnetism.
No.
It's a nice boy. He seems like a nice boy.
It's not animal magnetism. It's they start to feel sorry for me and they just give in.
No,
is that it?
He's red hot. I'm red hot. He's red hot. It's just that kind of connection.
Yeah.
Watch out for the chloroform.
He'll get through with that one.
Oh, don't worry. Don't worry, lady. I'm only broadcasting.
Yeah,
and she pushes me. Try to push me off the railing so she can get a better shot of the crowd, Anthony.
The best part of this day so far, Opie.
Oh, God.
There he is.
Stop it. Thank you.
Atlas?
Anyone have any Tylenol?
Yes.
Oh, God.
Thank you. Okay.
Oh, my God. I'm going to have a
security.
Seizure.
Security.
I'm going to have a seizure. Opie, me and you went to go take a leak together during the last break.
It wasn't that, I guess we went there because that was the only place we could hear ourselves think for a couple minutes.
Two men holding it.
Yeah, exactly.
And I overheard you on the phone with our own Jeremy Coleman.
Yeah.
Our PD from New York, commenting on the show. And all I heard was Opie going,
we need to see boobies.
Go ahead, Anthony.
Yeah.
I'm listening.
All I heard was like you were apologizing to a girlfriend about this program. I was like, yeah, well, it's kind of, I'm sorry. Yeah, it was, but when we first start, but it was, then it got to the point.
But we had good intentions and okay.
I still don't understand who threw this together, but it has all the ingredients of a disaster. Hopefully, the one thing you can pull away from this show is the chaos that goes on at Mardi Gras.
Well, I think we have to have shows like this every once in a while just to show our listeners what we're capable of.
Yeah. Just when they think we're getting a little too slick with our all our cities that we're syndicated to, we can show you we're just as bad as we were when we started.
Jim, you have anything to say?
Just as unprofessional.
You awful little man.
You are just horrid on today's program. You've done nothing. You stink.
It's like, yeah, watch your pals just suffer on the radio as you sit there and cop a feel from the Bacardi chick.
As he's grinding on a beautiful ebony princess's ass.
I've been throwing beads at people. That's all I've been doing down here is just lobbing beads at people.
You're a horrible man.
I really do stink.
Stinks.
Jim's sitting in the corner just enjoying the train wreck that is the Opie and Anthony show today.
This is quite frankly the biggest train wreck ever. Oh, shut up! Opie, okay, I'm about ready to jump. I'm just going to jump off the balcony. And
you know what, though? If you jump, no one will notice. These people don't know their names. They don't know what hotel they're staying at.
What's up, Tom? Oh, she's showing. Here we go.
All right, here's another girl showing her boobs. Hey, very nice. And look, she gets a little treat for that, Anthony.
That's Tom's sister.
Tom's pissed off at us because we're making fun of him.
Oh, get lighten up. Talk to Tim Sabian about being pissed off at us. That's
girls are flashing like crazy now, Anthony.
I knew this would happen as time went on.
Hey, oh, by the way, we were taking pictures in the beginning of the show, but our own staff doesn't care anymore.
No one. I don't even know where or what Stinky's doing.
What happened to Stinky, Ben?
He's been hanging out with Tom.
Right.
Last I saw him, he was on the couch with Tom.
Is he doing ecstasy?
Like God knows what Tom's doing. Tom's a madman. He's like, dude, we're hanging out all night. We're going to take you out. We're going to go crazy. We're going to go nuts.
Make out. Oh, this just...
All right, I'm going to... Tom has no clue. He's yelling at the crowd. I'm just going to put a mic on him.
Make out. Yo, make out. Now. Yo, make
How
out.
How old are you, 11?
Come on. Yeah, make out. Did I stutter? Make out!
Anthony, he's talking to his own kids.
Oh, God. Come on!
There are two make girls out. On there, and he's just, like, yelling at them.
Make out! Swap some spit, hoes! Come on, make out!
And this is who picked us up at the airport.
Huh?
Make out! This is who picked us up at the airport. All right, screaming, make out!
I got to...
I
got a challenge, Jim. Let's go inside, because I got to ask Jim something.
All right.
Let's move inside. Rick, you taking pictures?
Yeah, we got four girls that we snuck in as well.
All right, we're going to get four more girls on the balcony to show their boobies.
I swear, before we're off the air, I'm going to mic Tom's liver, and we'll hear that talk.
Or no, if you did it, like, you ever see The Exorcist when help me was written on the stomach?
It's just going to puff up words.
All right, look.
Did you see what she showed, your seeing wife?
All right, look at this. Anthony?
Yeah.
At this point, Jim, you got to understand. With this, got to be 200 people in an area that is maybe 10 by 10.
Awful.
Yeah, this was supposed to be our area.
Right, this was supposed to be some weird little VIP thing. Ha, ha, ha. Anyway, you are the only sober person at this point. Okay?
Yeah.
It is time to tell everyone what you think of Tom.
Let go of
you. Don't hold back anymore.
I like Tom.
He can't hear because he's out on the balcony. Go ahead. Let her rip.
He's not a bad guy. I don't dislike him. I mean,
you hated him in the limo last night. You hated him.
I didn't hate him in the limo. I mean, he was just kind of yelling in my face.
What about the breath?
What?
The breath
is awful.
You ever stick your head in an open grave?
There's some dental hygiene that has been neglected for many years.
Yeah.
With that mouth.
Who needs hygiene if no one's going to notice?
Olivier and the marathon man would actually go, just go. I don't care where the diamonds are. Get out of the chair.
You know, if you would think he would take care of the teeth at least. But don't stereotype the South like this. It's awful.
Hey, who's the half-naked girl? Hey, who are you? Who's the girl that's half-naked? Hey, who are you?
Hello.
Hi. Who's the stripper?
Imagine that at Temptations, having a stripper here.
Are you one of the dancers?
Yeah.
You are beautiful.
Hey, we found Stinky. Stinky, what have you been up to right the last hour and a half?
I've been drinking a lot of booze. That's about it.
He's gone, man.
You and I, we saw George Carlin together in the front row.
Hey, what's
there
up?
You go, Opie. A
me?
Friend just checked in and saying
what's
hi on the
bro?
Air.
Come on, man. Have a roast for your dad.
I appreciate
one of the
well,
guys that just come up and start a conversation.
I know.
It's
on the air.
They don't notice the big, goofy headphones and the microphone.
Where's the stripper?
Anybody want to take his lunch order while he's talking?
Where'd she go? Hey, you want to go out on the balcony?
All right, let's go.
We got a really hot girl for the first time this afternoon.
We're going out to the balcony with her.
All right, we got to clear the balcony so we can get this girl to show everybody.
Here
we go. The place will go nuts. The place will go nuts.
Ah, yeah.
We're on the balcony.
Oh, shut that off.
Temptations Gentlemen's Club. If the other ladies would move out of the way of the pig so we could get close to the hot chick, that would
yeah.
be very much appreciated. Very. Yeah. No one's listening to us. Yes, Tom.
Opie, I got
I think my wife and Rick's wife are hitting it off pretty good. Look at them on the couch.
Oh, you're disgusting.
Thank you.
Look
all
at
right,
the
thanks,
I got
Tom.
Her ass.
That's
look
a very
that.
Nice butt. All right, she's ready to flash in. Watch the reaction we get from this crowd. One of the dancers at Temptations Gentlemen's Club.
Yeah. Hey, give him a little show. Pull the string on the back of that.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey, can we...
What's your name?
Tracy,
hi, how are you?
Hi, everybody, and you, baby.
Hey, how are you?
Are we having fun here tonight?
What a blast we're having. You dance here?
I dance here.
Yeah.
Will you be down for a table dance later on?
Oh, put me down for a table dance.
Put him down for a VIP room.
Yeah, you're
there you go.
Chalk it up. I'm there.
The $200 dance in the VIP room.
Oh, I like that one.
The dance you ever had in your life, baby.
Can I? Oh, she just touched my junk, Opie. Hey, can I have the,
lucky her.
What about the $1,000 dance? Do you have one
it's
of those?
A damn good dance.
I bet that one is.
We could take a residency in the VIP room for $1,000.
Would you show the crowd? You can't? Yeah, you can. You absolutely can.
They got that chant going again, Ann. I think it's show your pits or something like
show
that.
Show your pits. They want to see all
your
pits.
Show your pits. Watch the reaction we get
ticks.
From this girl.
Yeah, show your ticks.
Ticks. Insects.
Here we go. Watch this reaction.
Here we go. Oh, they love it. Boy, you are a ringer.
You see all those flashes?
Wow, and the beads
very nice.
Come flying.
And the beads come flying.
The beads are flying now.
Yeah. Very nice. All right.
Opie, have you looked at the back of this?
I see.
Yeah,
yes.
I would say your face is about 2 feet away from a luscious ass.
Well, now she's showing the crowd that.
Ah.
Nice. Nicey nice.
Wow.
Look nice-y at that little nice tan line thing. You
thank
are
you.
Beautiful. Thank you
thank
so
you
much.
Thank you very much.
Oh, the bush.
Boy, they're very greedy, aren't they?
Yeah, they want...
They are greedy. They just want more.
Show your ovaries. Show your appendix scars.
We want vulva.
Oh, they're not happy because she's not going for
uh-oh.
That.
Oh.
All of a sudden, it's turning into a
you don't like
show.
The bottomless, right?
Hi, little girl.
Oh, that's yours.
About
yeah, who wouldn't?
What?
I understand.
What'd she say?
I don't show my bush.
What'd she say?
Well, she got a boyfriend at home, Opie, and he'd be upset if she showed the bush.
Yeah, of course.
Oh, but for $200, you could...
Yeah. They love the bush.
Okay.
We need to see Clam.
Well, she's really flirting
she's
with the crowd.
She's leaning over
wow.
the crowd now. Yeah, Norton's just looking at the ass. One of those asses that piss you off, Norton, right?
Yeah. Just makes me want to bite my fat and go home.
She's going to flash again. There you go.
There you go.
Did you just catch that? Nice.
What is that?
All you can eat for under a buck.
All you can eat for under a buck. She just put the dollar over her clam.
Dancer jokes, Ants. Dancer jokes. Yes. Hi, who are you?
Well, they call me Annabelle.
They call you Annabelle. What's your name, though?
Well, that's what they call me.
Oh, Annabelle.
All right, time
well,
for strokes.
They call you late right, for supper.
Wow, Annabelle's moving kind of slow at the junction. Annabelle.
What's wrong, Annabelle?
What did you have to drink, Annabelle?
I haven't had anything to drink.
Liar, liar, pants on fire.
Sharpie.
No!
Oh, boy.
Wow.
What have you had to drink?
Love.
She's got a cat woman mask on.
Ooh.
There it goes.
Annabelle, you want to show him something or what? There she goes. She's showing the back door.
Oh, little ass.
Very nice.
Annabelle, why don't you, wow, Opie, you just got slammed.
Ouch.
Annabelle, The crowd would love it if you bent down where this area is right here and lifted the front of that up.
They would.
Oh, they would.
Well, darling, I always like to please the crowd.
Watch them yell. Watch them yell. Show them a little bit of bush.
Make them happy.
Yeah, someone grab the dancer before she falls.
You know, we've never had a plummeting to death on our show, and I think it might be cool.
And I'd probably get arrested for lacking my bag.
You want to show your bush?
What?
No.
Why not? Why not, Annabelle? No, guys love the bush, Annabelle. I gotta stress to you, they love it.
They need to go to the country. And
no, they would
edges,
love your bush.
Edges and
Is it clipped very nicely?
I say it's pruned very well.
It's pruned very well. They would love it. Want it just a little peek? You'll hear them scream, Annabelle.
I prefer to do the breast thing.
Yeah. All right. Show them that.
She's gonna show the top, Anthony.
Ooh.
No.
Those are nice.
All right. She's running away. Okay. Oh, they're not going to be happy.
Oh, that's what you want to hear from a go-go dancer. Oh, shucks.
And they're going to take it out on us in about 30 seconds. They're giving us the finger. We did not deliver, Anthony. We did not deliver.
That's not...
All right. Where are the other girls that Rick got?
We got more girls.
More girls.
Hey, we got Tom's wife.
No.
Tom's wife, show your ass. Come on, Tom's wife.
Oh, who's this? Hi.
Oh, with a little zany hat.
How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Very good. And who are you?
I'm Nimmy.
And what do you do?
I am a student.
Oh, yeah? You want to take your clothes off for the crowd?
No, I want the crowd to take their clothes off for me.
Fight! Cool!
Oh, wow.
Wow, that guy's getting his ass kicked. Now he's getting kicked. There's a big hairy-backed guy on the in the gutter. And now he's getting punched and kicked, and there's a broad on him.
His girlfriend just saved him.
And one of the brothers is beating him up. Now they've broken up.
Wow, there's something new.
All right, it's
wow, look at this guy. That homeboy wants some ass. Look at him. He's pissed, Opie. Look, see that guy there?
Yeah.
He is mad.
He will F you
he's
up.
Like, I think he's saying, bring it on.
All right, and now it's back to normal again.
Just well,
quick little skirmish.
It doesn't take but a booby or two to bring peace back to the crowd.
Maybe we should calm the crowd with some more boobs, Ant.
I want to see the guy in the Superman costume get beat up.
Yeah, or paralyzed.
Ironic. Fantastic. You know, I was waiting to see a fight.
That was the first one.
There is not that many times you get a group this big of drunk people together without a brawl. Where were we? Oh, yeah, nude women.
Oh, yeah, let's get back to... You're not going to flash? You're not going to flash?
Sorry,
all those words cannot be said on the radio.
Hold on. She wants to see Richard, but Richard isn't here. What? Guys are pulling out their junk. Say man junk.
Man junk. Because that's just fair. Like, they don't get... Look at all those beads. And can I try to get them?
There are guys pulling out their junk every 2 seconds.
Another fight.
Uh-oh. Look,
fight.
You know, it's always racially motivated. I see a white guy beating up a black guy. Now there's three black guys on the white guy. They're punching him in the head. He's down on the ground.
I can't see anything.
The crowd is parting as the black guy is punching the white guy in the back of the head.
Wow, that was sick.
Wow, this is really good now. Now fight. Who saw this coming?
The guy's
still up, and he barely looks hurt. He had three black guys punching him. I don't see how that worked.
Nice to see the white people jumped in and helped.
One white guy jumped in to help. Three black guys jumped in and started pounding him.
What?
He pulled all his beads off and said, screw the beads. Yeah, I'm going for it.
He got ready for a fight. All right, and now it's back to normal again, Anthony.
You know, this could only progress into gunfire, which I hope so. I want to see that. I've never seen a shooting.
It's only, what time is it, New York time?
Very early now.
6:30, and this crowd completely out of control.
Now they're, you almost got hit by that one. Yeah. Now they're fighting. I love drunk fights. I will watch it. The streets more crowded by the minute. When we first got here, like we said earlier, very calm, subdued. Everyone, you saw the cans, you enjoyed it. Now there's just these fights.
It was hilarious.
Breaking out.
Because they set up three, we'll say it again, three cute little stools for us. Like, okay, you guys will be broadcasting over here in this corner. No one will bother you.
Work.
And just in case a few people bother you, we got this nice VIP thing that you can walk into to get away from the crowd for a while. At this point, we can't even move.
Yeah, the place that we were supposed to be able to retreat to sit down and do a show from, has been overrun by drunks.
Yeah.
And that's just our show. And then there's other drunks, too, that have also overrun.
I couldn't even see the fight because there's a man the size of a small Winnebago in front of me.
Oh, my God. Well, thank God he's videotaping it because, well, we'll get some of this on Foundry.
That's the dude from the Hard Rock that gives us all the free food. Helps out Ron and Fez a lot. Idiot.
And he's videotaping it, so FoundryMusic.com. You got to get this to Steve. Did you get the fight?
That's right. And you're going to give the fight to Steve?
By Tuesday the latest, if not Monday.
Steve will have the fight footage. That was a great, great fight. And no one got hurt.
No, the white guy was fine, and he was being chased and punched by three black men. And I would think right from that, he would be dead. But for some reason, he persevered. Ah, more tease from the other balcony. And the crowd just enjoying it.
Are we going to get that other girl to flash?
Yeah,
or
where'd she go?
Any of you girls going to flash the crowd?
No, you're not going to flash the crowd? No?
No?
No.
They're all backing out.
Very
okay.
Innocent
Tom,
looking girls.
Tom, put your stuff away.
Very innocent.
I hear you, motor running.
Hey, how does the broadcast sound to you?
To me? Awesome. I hadn't heard any of it, though. I've just been drinking.
Look at all the lipstick on your cheeks.
Yeah, you're getting kissed by everyone. It's, oh, my God.
Jesus Christ, we're in New Orleans, man. I'm not going to drop the F-bomb there. Don't worry.
Show some professionalism, for God's sake.
Hey, I work for a rock station that broadcasts you guys. Jesus Christ.
Hey, you wouldn't want to show the crowd at now.
No, the girl from Stuff Magazine.
Oh,
all right, yeah. Thank you, Tom. Tom's got lipstick all over his face. He's getting kissed by girls. And we're all getting, what?
Is it off?
Yeah, it's off now. Why? You got to go back to your wife?
No, she knows I'm getting kissed. It's all right.
All right.
It looks like on her inner thighs.
All right, it's all good.
Hey, Marissa Tomei, any public nudity?
No public.
Ever?
No.
Never.
But
never.
I'm more than happy to pimp for you. Hey, Tom just looked at my shirt.
Well, you're wearing a very
Tom,
nice shirt.
What are you doing?
Look at that. Whoa!
Tom is now what amounts to sexual assault. On
Tom,
our
guest.
Yeah, thank you, Tom.
Yeah, your wife just saw that. Did you see that?
I need to see it again.
Oh.
No, Tom.
Are you guys swingers?
Tom is definitely a swinger.
It depends what your girlfriend look like.
Oh,
that's
Tom.
Okay.
The image of Tom plowing anyone's girlfriend.
What? Oh. You know.
What were you saying, oh, stuff girl?
I was saying Tom's wife's a hottie.
Well, you want to show her again?
I'll show her, but...
You show her?
There you go. Yummy, yummy.
All right. Out of control, Anthony.
Checking in, bro.
Very nice. Sacramento representing in the crowd, Anthony, from KXOA.
I must say, our sole listener from Sacramento, checking in here.
It's hilarious, I gotta say this. All the girls are kissing Tom, and Tom's giving all of us gingivitis.
Oh, Jesus.
Jim, I can't even hear you at this point, and you're 4 feet away.
It's so loud.
Yeah, it's ridiculously loud. Maybe we could... All right, they turned down the crowd noise a little bit. All right.
The crest crawls back in the tube.
Hey, guys.
After Tom puts it on his brush.
Thinky, what have you done since you came down to Bourbon Street today?
I don't know. People have been giving me half a pills, all this constant hurricanes. Bacardi hurricanes. Thank you.
Can I get another frozen hurricane, please?
Of course.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I'm on it.
If I may say, some whore bag asked if she could take a sip from mine, and she drank out of my straw, and I will not touch it.
No.
I do need another.
Fresh
Thank
hurricane,
you.
Honestly.
Stinky, how long did the hurricanes last?
For hours.
Hours on end, you walk around with these frozen drinks.
I love
the
hurricane.
Getting more effed up by the minute. Stinky, if we could have a woo.
Woo!
Yeah. All right.
Oh,
ready for
now. Yeah.
Listen, why don't we're going to break and we're going to wrap up our broadcast.
Sacramento!
If you want to call it that. It's Opie and Anthony broadcast live from Bourbon Street at Temptations Gentlemen's Club. in the heart of Mardi Gras.
Which is really heating up.
Yeah, we'll wrap up next.
Was a clip from Anthony, the retarded half of the Open Anthony show.
Get out now, the Funk Soul Brother. Right about now, the Funk Soul Brother. Get out.
Yo, 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 yo.
Yeah.
Yo, 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 yo.
How's this?
Yeah.
Am I plugged in? No, neither am I.
Hey, hey.
Hey, 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 hey. I don't even know if we're on. They're telling me we're not on. They're panicking. They're working on buttons over there. Sliding the sliders.
Oh, they're chanting me, show your,
yo, show yo, your yo, yo, yo. Uh-oh. Saying they don't hear us. Hey, hey, hey.
We're off.
This is great. Turn down the goddamn music. They say, Anthony, that we're on, even though we're not going to be able to hear each other.
Oh, well.
That's but, supposedly that we're on now. Ben, we're on?
Yes.
Oh, great. This is professional radio at its best. Now, Ant and I got to be about 2 inches away so we can do a broadcast because we can't hear ourselves through the headphones. It's louder than a a jet engine around us.
Ah, well.
All right, we're back. We're live. It's the Opie and Anthony Show from Bourbon Street. Thank God, wrapping it up from Temptations Gentlemen's Club in the heart of Mardi Gras.
You know what it is? Me and Norton, during the commercial break, we get such pleasure in hurting people with the beads.
Oh, it's great.
One guy, I aimed for his beer. I hit him in the ear so hard, he actually went down to one knee. And then Norton went to knock a beer out of some woman's hand and hit her on the shoulder. And she grabbed it and then did that look in her face that just said pain. And I'm enjoying I could do this all night.
Did you see me rope a little? I threw it, and it actually landed over her neck around
her. Yeah, it went over her head like he roped her.
Hit
her
and heal her, cowboy.
There he goes again. Yeah, just hit someone hard.
Oh, there's a little kid. It's so tough.
Good, hit the kid.
No,
hit
the
child.
Hit the kid.
Faggot. What a time that we're having. You know, as far as doing a radio show for Mardi Gras, I'll be... I doubt we'll do it again, but I would love to come down here and not have to worry about doing a show, I'll tell you that much.
Pete Johnson's working
yes,
on it.
Yes, yes.
There was something that unpatched in New York, according to Pete Johnson, and Pete is working on it, and Pete's very disappointed.
I'm working diligently as soon as I fix the T2 pinball machine.
So that whole time when I'm thinking we're not on the air, I'm going,
they're working on it. They're sliding sliders. Everyone's drunk around us. No one has a clue that all went on the air.
I'm busy.
Working.
I don't know what happened. A bumper fell off the pinball machine. I must fix that first.
Oh, there's one right there.
Who would think that the problem would be back in New York?
Ah, well.
You would think we'd have a problem with the broadcast. It would be someone's fault here on the balcony.
You know, Opie, I would be very pissed if I thought we were doing a really good show today, and it screwed up technically at the end, But with the show we've done today and the music now playing in the background in my head, I'm not worried about it.
The show had its moments, though. I mean, we outraged Mardi Gras by having a girl do something that I guess has never been done before on live radio in Mardi Gras.
Well, it happened hours ago, so now we can say, yes, a hummer was given right here on the balcony.
And I thought the opening theme music was timed out well.
Want to thank Stuff Magazine. They helped us out today. The Stuff Magazine girl is here, Anthony.
Yeah.
I love you guys.
Isn't she hot?
Am I hot?
You are so hot.
You guys are so sweet.
You're very hot.
And Tom's wife wants you.
I like Tom, so she's a hottie. I wish if I liked women, I would love her. But I like men a lot.
Tom's wife are like trolling for everyone.
What? I know.
He thinks Rick is
going to
be in the hot tub watching Rick's wife.
I don't even know what happened to Linda. She's gone. I don't even know where she is right now.
Your wife is gone?
Your wife is gone? I haven't seen her in about an hour.
That's probably not good at Mardi Gras.
She probably went back to the hotel room to hide.
No, I didn't check her in yet, so I don't know where she is.
All right. I want to also thank Bacardi for keeping Jim preoccupied. That means that they were feeding Jim drinks. No, they were just feeding Jim the Bacardi girls.
Women.
And Tom...
Tom's babbling more.
Here, let's get Tom in here. It's our last broadcast ever from New Orleans.
Yes.
Ever. Tom,
well,
how did this go?
You guys set a precedent here in New Orleans.
I think it went great myself. Let me just tell you something.
Yes.
I used to work for the former classic rock.
Oh, my God.
He cursed again.
Wow. Tom, stop cursing.
I'm sorry.
Wow.
But
what a dirty mouth in more ways than one.
Norton, I'm going to kick your ass. But this is like nothing I've ever seen before.
Yes.
When the wild van drove down the street, and we're still waiting on a wild sticker to get printed, by the way, and I've got three sponsors for him.
Right.
The wild stickers, Mr. Mickey's, Temptations, Paul Ninja.
When the wild van drove down,
it was just crazy.
Unbelievable. Tom, shut up. Thank you. How did you enjoy Norton's junk on your booty?
It was red hot.
Now, you were sitting on Norton's lap, and then I thought I heard you say, you're poking me with something. What was that?
We never actually discovered exactly what that was.
Yeah.
I said, do you feel it? And she kept saying no, and I'm embarrassed because I'm white and I'm Irish.
It doesn't matter where we are. I'm convinced we could be at a boys' camp and someone would be on your lap.
We should be so lucky. Crinkle, crinkle.
Hubba, hubba. And thank you so much for these hurricanes. Oh, they're fabulous.
Tonight, Utopia tonight. Come out, get our Bacardi premiums. We've got all kind of goodies we're giving away.
Well,
I'll be
sure.
at Razoo's and the Big Bad Wolf tomorrow and all weekend. So definitely come out.
Oh, yeah.
Look for the ladies in Red Hot Red.
Go ahead and hurt someone. Hurt someone with us. Hurt them. Hurt them.
All right.
You just missed her drink. Hit it now. She didn't even notice. Norton, please, one more time. Hit her. Hit her. Go ahead. Go ahead. Get it. Oh, you stink.
That was a nice college try.
So, Tom's bringing more pornography to throw
out. Thank you, Tom.
Yeah, grab those, Opie.
Who wants porno?
Hey, wow, there's a fat one again.
Who wants porno?
Here we go, just throwing porno
throw smut.
A crowd of animals.
Oh, yeah. Hey, wow, look at her showing.
Ooh, those...
Find me a drink.
You know, see, that's an example of...
Oh, look at this, a double dong, Anthony. Here you go.
Hey, you want a rubber schlong?
There you go. Hopefully... Yeah! All right, they caught the double dong.
This has to go to a lady. Hey, someone get her.
Get the blonde.
How about some...
Hey, get the blonde. Get the blonde.
The blonde, here you go.
You want this? You want this?
All right, she's...
Show me those cans.
She's going to show you something for the...
There
the
she
apparatus.
Goes. You want that?
Yeah, you do, don't you? She's teasing you, Ann. She's teasing you.
God, I don't need to be teased. Just show it. Oh, would you stop pointing at Opie's ass, Tom?
I'm going to punch Tom.
She's doing a dance, Opie. She's just ready to... Just show them.
There they go. Right. Very nice.
Let the girl get the schlong, okay?
No,
okay. Oh, God, right in her face. I love it. I just hit her in the haze when I saw
it. Yeah,
that definitely wasn't the first time.
You busted my balls so hard, and you leaned over, and your ass, cracked your ass, your butt cracked.
Opie, as you were leaning over the railing, Tom was looking at your ass crack through your pants. That's what we have to deal with down here.
Thanks, Tom. Sure my ass doesn't smell as bad as your mouth.
He's right behind me, I know.
They're screaming.
D.C.?
All right, we'll wrap
D.C.
it up.
D.C., represent.
Right. He's the guy.
Wow. One D.C. listener's here.
Yes, Opie.
Listen, we've made it to the end, believe it or not. We got the wrap-up signal, thank God.
Wow.
Naughty 90 contest officially over. Monday we start the voting, Anthony.
Right.
We'll be back to normal in New York City on Monday at 3.
Yeah.
Thanks for checking us out. We will have pictures and video of this mess on foundrymusic.com.
Oh, yeah.
And opieandanthony.com. But it's going to take a while because they didn't have an internet hookup for us here. So sometime on Monday or early Tuesday, we'll have all the footage of what we saw, all right?
Let's hear from the crowd.
My hand just hit Tom.
Dude, they don't even know which... Oh, there they go.
Yeah. All right. Hey. Live, Mardi Gras, Bourbon Street. And we'll see you Monday.
Monday. Thank you, Tom. We're off the air.
Thank you, guys, man. We love you. Extreme Radio 94.9, we rule. World of unlimited
halibut. Yeah. All right, Tom. Thank you. Parade of
meat. Friends of the Opie and Anthony Show stay at the Park Central Hotel here in Midtown Manhattan. 1-800-346-1359. Winter rates starting at $159.
And EW on the next Ron and Fez.
After O&A, listen to Ron and Fez where you can win a trip to Avanti Spa.
Be the first caller when you hear Sweet Melissa moan.
I'll lick it.
The only thing I lick is what I can hold in my hand and drips down my chin.
You better be talking about an ice cream cone.
Ice cream cone, that's another one.
You
1027 WNEW.
Tonight at Blockbuster.